It's not drinking alone if the dog's home. This is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the perfect pour craft beer show. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
Matt's always so fired up to announce himself.
I'm here.
He's just so fiery. And we have a special guest this week. New to the program. Professional industry guy.
Yeah.
We needed some industry. People are like, you need more industry people on the show. And we're like, all right.
So whatever. Sales reps is what you're talking about?
Yeah. We're all about reps here, but this guy is like, has his own place.
He's his own sales rep.
He's his own everything.
Hashtag drink better.
Roger from Pine and Paul Brewing.
Hello.
Yay! We've been enjoying the Crowlers for a while. It's about time we had you on.
Yes.
Even though it was
many generous Crowlers
last second. Like a couple hours ago, it was going to be just me and Nick. And then Matt's like, oh, no, I'm coming. And then Nick's like, oh, Roger's coming too. And then there's threats that Jake from State Farm is lurking about.
He's pressing his khakis as we speak.
So it just happens. So
put a nice crease down the
So then we're going to talk about craft beer, all the craft beer you want to talk about. We're going to talk about it.
Are we?
I hope so.
Craft
we're going to try. We're going to try, dude.
No Miller Lite this time.
No Miller Lite this time.
Miller Lite.
We've had Miller Lite.
Is delicious because it doesn't have the GHT.
It's delicious.
Ah, the old GHT.
What the hell is that?
That's the third item down on the buffet. You gotta.
That's no GST. No GST was added.
What, Roger? Care to explain?
Because they spell it L-I-T-E. Not L-I-G-H-T.
Okay, now I'm dumb. I did not get that.
We're not prepared for cleverness, Roger.
It was a whole ad campaign for a while, unfortunately.
We even forgot that.
Sorry, I dated myself on that one, I think.
Whoa.
Well, yeah.
Old guy.
You're not older than me, so you can't
date yourself. Who watches TV?
This guy. I have all the channels.
All
right. We went over this earlier.
Dude owns his own brewery. He can get all the channels he wants.
Well, you know, I got brewery money.
Yeah, brewery money.
You know the quickest way to become a millionaire, right? Is to start a billionaire and open a brewery.
Well, check. So noted. A couple beers we're having on the tailgate session donated from Pine and Palm Brewing, donated Modern Times Protocosmos.
How about that?
That's what we've been having here recently.
Ooh, ooh.
The Nick 80 donated a Centennial IPA from Founders.
That was also that's not true.
Except it wasn't true.
Way to go, Mikey.
Also Roger.
Just crash and burn.
Damn it.
Way to pay attention.
I raided the fridge before I came over.
Nice. To make you feel better, people always give my brother credit for things, so it just happens.
Yes. He sits back and gives all the credit.
That's me,
for everything.
He does have a large smile on his face. So I'm just like, yep, I did that.
I did that. Oh, you liked it? I did that.
Well, in a way, he donated by inviting me to the show tonight.
There you go.
So
that's how it works.
Hey, come to the show. Bring beer.
Otherwise, you can't come
Make me look good.
Bless your bells. Bill's the only one that gets the pass and not bringing beer.
Yes.
He
needs. Oh, I guess he did. Has brew.
We also had an experimental beer, but I don't know. Is anyone talking about that? No, no. No one's talking about that one.
All right.
Don't worry about that.
Mystery Crowler.
Yeah. You'll have to listen to the tailgate for that one. So we need something new.
There'll be lots of mystery laughing because of our secret board tonight.
If only you guys could see what's going on this mystery board.
Only we had video.
Roger has a board going on, just to give you a visual.
There is no Periscope, right?
There is no Periscope.
Okay, good.
You're safe. You're visually safe. Audible only.
Yeah, unless people can understand your brush strokes, they might be able to put it together in their mind.
We have highly trained listeners from all the can.
Yeah, we've been training everyone on their can openings.
I've actually got pretty good at the can game.
I hope you noticed that was, of course, a 28 9-ouncer.
Yeah, the new 28.9.
28.9, got it.
Now, this is this is donated by Daly back in New York somewhere. Pizza Boy Brewing Company.
Pizza Boy.
Citra Pills.
I want to play the alcohol game.
Oh, okay.
I was just going to say, careful. Nobody look.
I saw it. It's very clearly on the front of the label.
So Mikey's the judge because he saw it.
You got to look away.
I'm just going to let Matt pour for me so I don't... I will be tempted to look.
It is an IPA.
Going from we left know that. Right of your...
I picture the 28.9 crowler.
It's a Citra Pills.
I picture the 28.9 crowler in the shape of the Big Gulp cup where it starts big and then tapers down to the cup holder size. Like, I think that's the next thing.
Yeah, so yeah, it can get in your... You need that in your cup holder.
Yeah, you need cup
now
holder.
Now, they call it a... I'll drink it first.
So
please hold all judgment, sir.
Is this the kid that... left Pizza Port? Is that what it is?
The kid.
Pizza Boy. He's like, fuck pizza you guys. Boy. I'm going to go do my
Get
own thing.
Get out of here, Pizza Boy. You'll never amount to nothing.
He was I'll the old keg delivery guy.
Or, I'm going to start my own brewery back east. Yeah, you ain't going to start nothing, boy. You're just a boy. Jeez.
Or is, shucks.
Or is this what or is this what the Paperboy did?
That wasn't entertaining.
Paperboy.
Paperboy after he did the after That's the 80s.
Yeah.
Paperboy 2, Pizza Boy. Failed arcade games.
That'd be funny if you had to toss pizzas at doorsteps.
The dog caught it and you're like instantly game over.
Stupid dog.
Damn that dog. Third house. Watch the blue house on the third right.
Okay. Oh, sorry. We should. Okay. Back to the show.
We Autobaby Pizza Boy.
What do you guys think of this? Wait. All right. You guess the percentage.
What style is it again?
It's a Pilsner.
They call it a straight Citra Pilsner.
Yeah, they're saying straight Pilsner, just Citra Pilsner. Citra Hot Pilsner, Citra, I guess.
Citra Pills Down.
Yeah, that's also a beer.
Mm. Already? Citra Pills Down.
Well, it's not pills, but...
By the time this airs, it will be a beer.
There's Citra
Ass Down. Oh, that's
brewed
in Pennsylvania. Yeah, I was saying New York, yeah. I think.
I don't know if it's been around for a while, but I've seen it for a while.
Pennsylvania?
Last week, you guys had that whole conversation. That's gotta be a first. I've seen that beer.
Enola, Pennsylvania.
I don't think we've had a Pennsylvania beer before.
It burps like a Pilsner. I'll give you that.
5-4.
Oh, no, that's good.
Nick 80, 5-4. Bearded Brewer, what's your percentage?
5-flat.
5-flat.
Great. I'm going to go 5-8, and it's also, I want to throw this out. It's delicious.
Mm.
It is pretty fucking delicious.
Did you see it? Bearded Brewer, because it's 5%.
What?
Maybe I did. I don't know.
I don't feel like I can tell anything that's under 6.
Except that you're that good.
your tongue has been burnt.
I'm probably not that usually good.
Everything under 6 just kind of generally tastes like it's under 6. Like, oh, make up a number.
To be fair, I don't think you have anything under 6.
I have one.
I got one.
Well, let's as we enjoy this Pizza Boy, it's actually a quite lovely lager.
Mm-hmm.
This is your first time, Roger. You know, as a listener, you're also a good listener, too. Some people come on and they're like, I never listen to the show. You
know what? Fuck those people.
Yeah. Whoa!
Do your research.
You know, it's time for your beer history. We're getting
super excited, guys.
It's starting to get to a point where we're having so many young people on that the beer history isn't as fun. But
we need some veterans.
You might be old enough to have a good college past or something.
I went to college.
Oh, okay.
That happened.
Ooh.
I remember those 4 years.
You remember them?
Oh, I got learned it.
I remember my 8 years at community college, but
were you at state when the bucket was around or the pub? Or
it was the one of those pub.
It was the
bucket. I was there. I remember the bucket, bro.
I remember Fresno when
State.
It was...
This is a Fresno State pub.
Oh, yeah. I definitely went there a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, we know that.
Our Fresno State
we're
University
trying to figure out what variation
has
of it.
An actual bar in the...
We're trying to date you a little bit by the variation of the pub.
If you're a high school senior trying to look for a college... By the way, Fresno State has a bar on campus.
Yeah.
And it's not like other bars where this one is actually undergraduates are allowed to go to. Other ones have them. but graduate students only pubs. Mm-hmm. But since Fresno State doesn't really have a graduate program.
We'll allow whoever.
We'll just give us money. We'll, yeah. We may not even ID you.
Fresno State. Allegedly.
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 My drinking period started. Well, that's bad.
So you've never stopped drinking is what you're saying.
Pretty much.
It all began.
The first things I started drinking. The winter of 04. Who else remembers Boone's Farms?
Yeah.
Yeah. I started with those.
Yeah.
Because, you know, it was before Smirnoff. Like I started drinking before Smirnoff Ice
like,
existed.
They're like $3 and they're like a lot of liquor.
Weren't they like 6 and like 10% and like a bad wine bottle?
Yep. Boone's, had, man.
Yeah, they were delicious.
Yeah, they were.
I mean, what?
They're delicious.
Never drink that. Never drink this stuff.
I mean, now there's so much sugar it makes my back just ache, but that's a different thing because I'm old. But so that was early on, and then it turned into Bud Light and, you know, Keystone and whatever the hell was cheap. And then some point during college, I realized I'm tired of sharing beer with people. As in, you go to you get a 12 pack of Bud Light and you go to a party and you drink maybe 4 of them because you've given away 8. Or people open your backpack when you're doing whatever the hell you're doing and sneak beers out of there. If you're that
this guy's got beer.
If you're that person, by the way, I still hate you.
I know who you are and I still hate you.
So one night, I don't know if anyone in this room remembers John's Pizza. It was across the street from Fresno State. It's now been replaced by like a Starbucks or some other shitty chain of something. It was an independent place. It was great. They had karaoke on like Wednesday night and me and my buddies used to go. And it started as you would get pictures of whatever. Mm-hmm. And I was a thief of, hey, there's a Bud Light picture here. Let me steal some of this. And then it turned into I'm buying my own pictures and people are stealing some of this. So we started getting Newcastle. And guess what people don't do to Newcastle? Steal some of it.
Ah, you're like, I found the beer that no one will steal.
Now, it's a lot of work to muscle this down, but I'm going to do it because in the long run, spending the extra $2 saves me a lot of money.
Those were the days when Newcastle was a strong beer.
Yeah. And then it turned into going to parties and taking like Sierra Nevada Pale Ale because then you can be the guy like, oh, you want a beer? I've got the Sierra Nevada. It's in a brown bottle and it's awesome. Why don't you try it? And they'd be like, oh, that's terrible. How can you drink that? You're like, I guess you don't want one.
I guess you don't want one. But I'm such a nice guy. I offered you some.
But I've got a backpack full of them. There's 6, by the way. Like, but also, they're, what, Sierra Nevada Pale is 5.6%. So drinking a 6 of those when you're not sharing it, when you are.
You're good. You're
whatever
golden.
Age you are, 21, because that's how old you're supposed to be to drink.
Right.
Is enough to get you through the night. Yeah. And my little pen fell off its thing.
Oh
man, my daughter's gonna kill me. So that is how I first got introduced to craft beer. It started with Newcastle and then it moved to Sierra Nevada. And it came out of the fact that I was so cheap that I didn't want to share beer that I spent more money to buy beer that no one would want to steal from me.
That's a start. Hey, whatever it takes.
And I fell in love with Sierra Nevada at that point and Seriously? I realized that later on that Costco stocked 24 packs of them, and that was...
Whoa.
So when I was a little bit older and had the money to go to Costco, I always had those in my fridge at my house.
Yeah.
And so...
70 cents a beer.
People would come over and be like, oh, you just have Sierra Nevada. So then I turned into the place where like people would always bring beer to. So I would have my own Sierra Nevada.
You gotta bring beer to Roger's house. He only has
Everyone would bring beer to Dover, too. And it was a great deal because then I got your crappy beer, which I would also gladly drink for free, and my beer that you would never drink because you didn't like Sierra Nevada.
No, that's brilliant.
And that is how you be cheap. Get a good, expensive taste bud.
Yes.
But I hear that doesn't work anymore. I have a younger cousin who just graduated from Cal State Fullerton.
What are the kids drinking these days?
Well, as soon as he turned 21, they went to Russian River. What? For his birthday party. And they came home
unheard of back in the day.
With Pliny. And this is probably 2 years ago. He came home with cases of Pliny, Blind Pig, and the Rares. Like a 21-year-old kid on his birthday got the full flight from Russia, which if you've been there is, what is it, 18? you know, the big board.
Oh, okay. I haven't had that.
Well,
I'm not cool enough.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. I've actually never been to Russian River.
Oh.
But I've seen people post pictures. So I kind of know.
Right? I've heard about it.
I've had it.
I've once seen pictures on the Facebook.
Oh, well, Mikey's not only had it, he's flat out threw a pint of Younger on the ground.
Yeah, I was just like, big deal.
Yeah.
I threw it right in the line. I was like, this is bullshit, and threw it at everyone in the line.
Hey, donkeys, drink this.
See, we got to keep ramping up the story every time.
That's right.
I was just so...
Had it. I
went outside, saw the big line, made sure everyone looked at me. I was like, hey!
Hey! Beer geeks!
Had it! And I threw it full blast.
And like a plasma grenade, it exploded. Yep.
And everyone was like, whoa, that guy's badass!
Yeah.
I kept walking.
And then Mark Maron came up and shook your hand and said,
Mark
sir.
Mark Maron was like, sir, you're the greatest.
And Thank you.
I know Mark Maron. And then kept walking.
You really do know him?
Can I have more of this pizza?
I have met him. And
I want to throw something else out there. When I was also drinking in college, I drank a lot of Rolling Rock.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Rolling Rock, solid.
I still feel that Rolling Rock is delicious. It may be corporate beer now, but it wasn't then. It was proudly brewed in La Trobe.
Yeah.
I just actually read The Pizza Boy.
Mm-hmm.
Proudly brewed in Pennsylvania, and it reminded me that Rolling Rock is also brewed in Pennsylvania. And that was actually one of my most go-to beers in college because a 12-pack was $8.99.
Right.
And it was delicious.
Aftermarket Heineken.
You had enough people who thought it wasn't Bud Light that would not bum off.
That's the way we were. Like, we did a lot of Rolling Rocks because it was a touch bit pricier, but we felt like it was better. Like, we were drinking high end beer. Like, Rolling Rocks.
It was also fun to be like, give me another rock.
Yeah, give me a rock.
Nice.
I got these rocks.
And it's a pretty bottle too.
Rocks, but rocks.
That's it. Rocks. Give me a rock.
I'll take a rocks.
Rock. So how does one start? How did you brewing? What was your first brewing? What turned your brewing light on?
My buddy in college went to San Luis Obispo, Cal Poly. And he got into home brewing over there and then came back one summer and says, hey, we should make our own beer. And I remember making it with him and being like, this is a terrible experience. There's a F load of work with some pretty shitty outcome sometimes.
Yes.
When you first start homebrewing, it's pretty shitty, by the way. If you've ever homebrewed or if you've never homebrewed and you want to start, your first batch is going to suck, by the way. Just going to throw that out there.
Not mine.
What am I doing?
My extract brew is totally bad.
Exactly. So we started brewing. Although the fun thing about brewing when you're just starting out is getting hammered while brewing, right? I mean, everyone here knows that. Hell, I still do that.
Everything is fun when getting hammered.
I brewed yesterday, and by the time I was done, I was kind of drunk.
5-year-old birthday parties are pretty rad when you're getting hammered. Just so you know. I've never experienced that.
Well, you can also use it in the beanbag race.
It in the book.
Beanbag.
Yeah, the beanbag race for the kids to figure out your draft position for fantasy football.
That's a way to do it.
This is next level.
There's a reference out there, and whoever gets it, strong work.
Nice.
So, Mikey, to
be fair, Mikey's the only fantasy player in the room. So
but there is
well, it's to a TV show. A
Perfect Poor Fantasy League. Going this year, so
nice.
We'll have to report on that.
But anyways, so I started brewing years ago.
Actually, indie beer, fantasy.
Kept brewing through the shitty beer, going into more beer in Fremont, which is I think it's in Fremont. It starts with an F. Could be the mecca of homebrewers, I believe.
Oh, it's in Fremont, the big sponsor for another podcast.
Yeah, Brewing Network. More beer. Go to more beer. More beer. More beer.
I love them. They're a great place. They've got good beer.
We love them too, and we accept sponsorships. Morebeer.com.
And more wine, and more beer pro, and
is
more wine pro.
I heard no, it's not more Simcato. Beer now has shopping carts. Their store is so big that you can have a shopping cart.
I'm waiting for the pallet jacks.
Well, they've got like four stores now.
Yeah.
Like all throughout the Bay Area.
I need a low boy. If they have low boys, then I'm shopping there.
Where's your low boy, Doc?
Do you guys love low boys? I'm shopping there.
I'm still drinking this pizza boy.
It's tasty.
It's a tasty beer.
I want more. Hey, Daily G? G Daily? What, who am I talking to?
Daily.
George Daily. Send more of this in care of Roger at Feinbaum. I will gladly reship you some beer in return.
Oh, did you hear that? Somebody that'll actually send you something back, George.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Just get a hold of these guys.
And we're not traders. We're acceptors, not traders.
No, well, I'll take care of this.
We're acceptors.
By the way, we had an awesome. We had a record day today. We had four separate packages today. Oh, we opened from one from a brewer. Local brewer, Dust Bowl Brewing. Thank you,
Dust Bowl
Brewing.
Turlock, California.
Yeah.
Then we had Colorado. We had Florida. And then...
Jersey.
Jersey.
All came today. So we're going to have a lot of listener beer over. We still got listener beer in there. So, but we're having some local... Ooh. Whoa, that's a bad pour.
You got to pour it from the side.
Damn it, the Crowlers!
That got Rammy.
The Crowler got me.
The Rammy Crowler.
Top pour fought back.
Yep. I do not need the physics for this. There's I got plenty of carb.
Roger's having his own beer, which is probably... He's sad right now.
I'll be honest.
What do we got here, Roger?
It's weird drinking a lot of my own beer.
What beer is this?
This is Centennial. It is an evenly Simcoe and Centennial hopped IPA. I will let everyone else describe it.
Good luck with that. You should know better than to let us describe something.
Well, to be honest, I hate describing beer. Here is my opinion on beer.
I get some smoke.
Is it drinkable? Yes or no? Do I want more? Yes or no?
I'm getting fig and saltine.
I'm getting smoke.
Smoke?
I can guarantee there is no smoked malt in this beer.
So tell us about this malt bill. Let's hear about the
malt bill. This malt bill is fun. It's not your standard IPA malt bill.
Is there any non-secrets you could tell?
No.
Okay.
I can tell lots as long as I remember what they are. To be honest, I play around a lot because I get bored with making the same stuff all the time. So this has your standard two-row, which is just base malt. Sugar for your beer.
Sugar.
And then it has Pilsen malt. So like kind of a Pilsner malt, which is lighter than your standard two row, but also gives a little bit of flavor that you pick up that wouldn't be here if it was just straight two row. And then I have, give me a second here.
Mm-hmm.
There's probably Dextra pills in there. Yeah, that's what's in it. That's how you get the head retention and, you know, make it look pretty. If you don't have that, it's not going to look pretty.
It's kind of cloudy. That's all I'm saying.
It's cloudy because I do not have a filter.
What?
We are gleefully unfiltered beer.
Ooh.
We fine it to drop out the stuff you don't want. But other than that, it's pure beery goodness as much as it could be.
Yeah, I don't need it to look good.
Also, I don't like
it looks good.
Really promoting my own beer. So.
We're all about the personality here more than the looks.
Yeah.
So it's quiet.
It's delicious.
Well, now we're actually trying to think about what this beer tastes like, and that's a bad idea.
Yeah, I challenged everyone to describe it for me, and then everyone got quiet.
But I'm getting like raisins and bread.
The grain bill is a factor. Oh, raisin bread.
Mm. As long as you like it, that's fine. Someone the other day on Untappd, if you're listening, thank you, posted, I'm getting banana.
Nick.
I'll tell you what. You're not wrong, but I don't agree with you. But whatever you think you get, you get. I just hope you like it.
Yeah, so you brave the Untappd, all the review sites for your beer.
On my browser history, or my browser tab at my office, is one tab for Untappd, and it's to the brewery, and so I get to see what everyone thinks when they untap my beer.
Remember that when you're drinking somebody's beer, there might be the brewer just sitting there watching you.
And if somebody cheers you, I will cheers you right back, but I will never be the first person to cheers you.
Nice. You're not going to be, you know, you don't want to look like a stalker, No, like immediately, like 1 minute. I always wonder, like, no, worry it's like
a day
that.
Later.
When I see somebody check in and it's like 30 seconds ago, I'm like, I don't know.
You gotta hit that.
Like, God, that guy's already liking my stuff. What's wrong with him?
Wait, is that me?
No. I'm talking about
definitely
me.
Definitely not you.
Top like.
Oh, it's like YouTube comments. First like.
First like.
First comment.
First.
First.
First. So Simtennial going down smooth. Wait, now I'm reading. No. Not at all, sir.
Stop. Stop sending messages.
Yeah, keep going.
So you said it was Simcoe and Centennial.
That's it. All the way through. Only two hops.
Mm.
What part of the boil?
No, I see.
Two whole hops? That's it?
Yeah, unlike other breweries that decide to use every hop that's 14. Ever existed.
We're at 14.
That's a magical
look
number.
Look at Johnny. He's using 32 hops. Now, so, if you want to only use two hops, that's your prerogative.
Let's get a little deeper. Now, how are you involving these two hops? I know you said 50-50, but is it a 50-50 mix every single time you added hops?
Every
in
single
it?
Time. Bittering hop, 50-50. Middle hop, 50-50.
Middle hop. I like middle hop.
Middle hops are amazing. What gives you, you know, your bittering hop gives you all your bitterness and back end flavor. Mm-hmm. Your middle hop gives you a depth of flavor. And then your flame out and late hops all give you your aroma. Now, there's other people who can give you way more in-depth knowledge of this. I just choose not to because no one really gives a shit.
So, no dry hop. It was just
The dry hop, too.
And there was a dry hop.
Yeah, okay. An even amount. A pound or so each. It doesn't matter. Everything was every hop was, from start to finish, equal amounts every single time.
Okay.
Dumb question. Every hop, is that a different – are you using completely different – new hops.
On this,
or are you like using the same ones you hopped in the first hop?
No, on this beer, every time I add hops, it's always an equal portion of Simcoe and Simtennial.
Okay.
So I started with a 75-minute boil. So at 75 minutes or 0 minutes, whatever you want to do, I put in, let's just say, a pound each. And then with 20 minutes to go, I put in, these are not real numbers, a pound each again. And then with 5 minutes to go, I put in, say, 8 ounces each or a pound each. And then right when I stop boiling it, I put in another pound each, Simtennial, single time.
All the hops that you started with are still there, and you're just adding on to it?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, you're constantly adding hops in all these different stages, but like you said, it depends where you add them. If you add it in the beginning, the middle of the boil, or the end of the boil, those three increments do different things. One makes it bitter on the tongue. One makes it more aromatic, it gives it more. It's somewhere in between there.
The later the time you add the hop, so say end of boil or dry hop, you'll get the nose aromaticness. The earlier you add it, you'll get more of a bitterness. Somewhere in the middle, you get this awesome depth of flavor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, middle. Like, middle hop.
There is this new trend.
Why isn't that beer called Middle Hop yet?
There Middle Hops.
Tell you what, I will make you a beer called Middle Hop.
It seems like a kind of a waste, but on a
beer no, I'm gonna brew it normally, like it. But I'll just call it Middle Hop for you. I'll make something fancy, throw a Middle Hop in there that's fancy, that's different than the other ones. I'll call it Middle Hop Mikey.
Yes.
Whoa.
Woo.
I love that it's alliterative.
See,
too.
We found our guy. Like, we've been trying to find somebody to make beers.
Oh, no, top pour is coming.
Perfect.
Do I need to? Is it time to drop this bomb?
Well,
that's a challenge for Tommy out there. Kevin doesn't listen.
Wait, is
Kevin
Tommy listening?
Tommy's a
Tommy. Where are you at? Why aren't you here?
He's a
right
good
now?
Listener. Yeah, we've had Tommy on a couple times.
He doesn't have time to be on our podcast.
I enjoy Tommy.
He's become more important
than
us.
He's way beyond where I'm at right now, where he probably doesn't have the time, whereas I can still kick out on a Friday morning.
Yes.
And record show live.
Good morning, Perfect Board listener. I hope your Friday's doing great.
Good Friday morning. So I go down to Pine and Palm, and we brainstorm with beer names.
Oh,
and Roger looks at me one day, and he's all top pour. I'm like, yeah, top pour. And he's like, no, seriously, that's going to be a beer one day.
I said, oh, my God.
And I said, I love you.
I love you, too.
Thank you.
So do I need to describe what top pour, bottom pour is going to be, or are we just going to say that it's going to exist?
Is this something that's
run that you're thing, planning? Man. If you want to spill the beans, what's going go on, for man? It. Yeah.
You got to give us an exclusive, damn it.
Vertical. It's a vertical. So
we are planning for our 1 year anniversary-ish ale. It may or may not be around then. It may be sooner or maybe afterwards. Because that's what I get to do, because I'm not beholden to anyone.
Yeah. Indie, bro.
Indie. There's going to be top pour and bottom pour. And bottom pour IPA will be a IPA. And top pour will be a nice porter. And guess what? You move them together and you've got an awesome Pine and Balm Black and Tan.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. That's just too... I'm going to wait till I see it.
It'll be a while.
Something's going to happen. Yeah, it turns out I couldn't call it top pour and bottom pour.
No, it's going to happen. I have to figure out which type of an IPA I really want to make top pour or bottom pour, I'm sorry, and really how I want to make the pour. They're going to be different than my standard IPAs and pours, although all my IPAs are different because hops are fun.
Hops are fun. There's our episode title right there. Hops are fun. Well, there's any culture you guys wanted to touch on right now? Other guys on the Perfect Pour? Or Roger, guest-filling co-host? Emergency guest-filling co-host that's dealing with Louis right now?
I have no culture. I am cultureless.
We know, but do you have anything to talk about?
Let me figure it out.
So Rocket Dog is turning 1 year old September 5th.
Yeah, local
hot sorry, dog. Local culture.
No, that's cool. Local hot dog and beer. They do a good job of having beer for as small a place as it is.
They got to always have an awesome selection, a small selection of taps, but they always rotate them. Keep them fresh, and
getting the dog's attention.
And they're doing a custom glass that night, custom Rocket Dog steal the glass. If you want to get a personally
Rocket Dog steal the
Rocket
glass.
Dog glass, September.
Is 5th. It by the glass or steal the glass?
You know what?
It's by the glass.
It is by the glass, but they'll give you the option to not steal, to not buy the glass.
They're like, you can just have the beer.
Yeah, you can just have the beer.
That's good. At least they give you an option. Sorry, I don't want to spend $7 for your glass.
Normally, it's not $7.
Well, come on. At Eureka Burger, it's usually $7 for the beer.
What is it? It's like 5 plus 2? I mean, that would be 7.
Yeah.
It's usually about 9 or 10.
Yeah, I think 7 sounds like a good deal, actually, at this point.
Yeah.
Yeah, because I think Nick's right here. It's 8 or 9.
Yeah.
It's a $6 beer plus, $2.50 for the glass.
Yeah. Like, so they're making a markup on the glass.
Yeah. And let me tell everyone a secret out there. When you buy enough glasses, they're less than a dollar.
See? So they are marking up the glass.
Those sons of bitches.
Money on the beer, money on the glass.
Oops.
Oh, my God.
Indeed.
Industry secrets, bro.
I'm so indie, I'm going to blow up the industry. Oops, that was not clean.
Way to go. Roger.
I'm like that magician who tells everyone the secrets.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, the asshole magician that covers his face. This is how you do it. And got about 1,000 guys going, thanks, douchebag.
All right.
What else?
So, anyways.
Nick Katie's
I don't know if this is breaking news or not, but there's a new Fresno brewery. And I think we need to lawyer up.
Uh-oh. What?
Border Hop Brewing.
That's Oscar.
I know. It's awfully similar to a name we
pirated. I also agree. Lower up.
It's a name that Chew Your Beer made up for a garage door brewing beer that we claim as credit.
How sure are you that's Oscar?
He's going to make it.
Well, he's already got a building downtown.
Oh. Local brewer Oscar. Huh?
Read the post.
Post?
Yeah, I mean, read the description of the brewery.
That's kind of a controversial name to be calling your beer.
Yeah, it is, actually. I was kind of, I mean, for a beer, it's kind of like, you know, quirky and funny and haha, mm-hmm. but for a whole brewery to be named Border Hop, I was like, whoa. Yeah,
it's kind of not as bad as Special Ed. Ride the short bus to Flavor Town. You guys know the story, right? Like, I'm not breaking news.
What was that one?
Oh, like, what, a month, 2 months ago, this guy in Stockton, Lodi, was filing for a brewery. He called it Special Ed's Brewery.
Oh, yeah.
And it was Ride the Short Bus to Flavor Town or something like that.
He got shut down quickly. God.
Well, no government or legal legal-ish
would approve thing. That.
They didn't object to it because you can do whatever dumb stuff you want because we're a free market society, but the free market very quickly shut him down.
Like, no.
But if what he was trying to do was gain a quick name for himself, he fully succeeded.
Yeah.
But I have no idea if he then changed his name to something else and he has now disappeared off the radar. But he was, I mean, he made straight yahoo.com news, like, wow. At that point.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, you can do a questionable name if you would like. I mean, that was way more questionable than Border Hop.
You got to think long term.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that doesn't work long term, that kind of name.
But it's
not terrible. Read the description. I guess. It says just two guys hopping beer, Borders in downtown Fresno.
Are we sure that it's Oscar? Because does Oscar have a second person with him? That is. Oh, well, then there we go. I know Oscar very well, by the way. Oscar, if you listen, which I don't know if you do.
Oscar Fuentes.
He used to donate beer when he was at the Peeves. So
yeah, you know, Oscar's been doing beer for a great time. I just did not know he brought in a second person. I thought it was somebody else because of the fact that it said two.
Yeah. No, him and another gentleman, they just got a building off of Los Angeles and M Street. So by the old Bimbo for some people that know downtown Fresno, so... They're looking to kind of make that something. Where is it? It's on the other side of the 41 from Tioga.
They're on the south side of 41.
Yeah.
That's like M in Los Angeles.
Oh, I know where the Bimbo is.
Yeah.
Old Rainbow. Oh, sorry, Bear. Anyone who doesn't live in Fresno.
Yeah.
So it's another brewery coming to the downtown, which is good for any city.
Oh, yeah.
Another
next
downtown.
To the Weed Man. Exciting.
Also,
Yes.
Matt does not approve of my brewery because I'm not in downtown.
Yeah, dude. Oh, yeah. Last week, you're like, only brewery should only be in downtown.
North of Shaw, bro.
Not in a bad way. But, yes, I am the lone undowntown brewery in Fresno.
That's true.
Yeah, because the only other place north of Herndon is House of Pendragon, and they're...
Technically, his brewery is in Sanger.
Technically.
And he's not at an actual brewery.
And he's opening a downtown tap house.
Because I even think the Clovis, quote-unquote, brewery, I think they're even just south of Herndon.
No, he's...
They're Bullard alignment.
Well, technically.
They're Fresno. Yeah. The black
signs of brown.
Black
turn around.
Cops?
Turn around. No. Definitely. No. Signs are brown. Turn around. Cops, don't go there. Whatever. Oh, wait. Did I say that
it's
wrong?
It's not them.
Oh,
not
another one.
No. Another one. Oh, no. They're dead.
the Nickel Nine.
Wait, what's happening?
W Brewing is like Toll House
that one.
Or something like that.
No, they're
I forgot about them.
I'll be honest, I've actually never been there,
fourth.
And I look forward to going to that tap room very soon. Here,
they're with the antique shops.
That's the tap room.
Oh, the actual brewery.
The actual brewery is like Toll House Road and Herndon.
The actual brewery's way, like, it's out in the middle of nowhere, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So, yeah, literally, you are the only brewery above
Herndon.
Above Shaw.
Oh, wow.
No, above Barstow, because Mad Duck is on Shaw.
Technically, yeah.
Yeah, so.
And, yeah.
There you go.
Northernmost brewery.
Northernmost.
I like where I'm at. I am, however, in an industrial park.
Industrial park, man.
To satisfy Mikey's needs is...
You gotta have a brewery in an industrial park.
There you go. And I am there is only one industrial park north of Herndon, and I'm in it. And...
if you need to buy a rug, have your car worked on, have a beer, you're covered.
Technically, there is a carpet guy.
Yes.
Within two doors of my place. Yes. There is also a sound studio. I will not throw. Can I throw it up? Nope. I will not do it.
Well, I don't know.
Do it.
All right. 559 Productions.
Yeah.
If you want to go record your rap album, go there. They will take care of you. Or if you just want to record any album, they will also take care of you.
559 Productions.
Indie metal.
Have you had anybody rap while you're making a beer?
I you know what? That is where the Libertine guys have
Tyler,
me.
Dude.
Hey, Tyler.
They had a band playing while they're cold transferring.
That's pretty awesome. That is really awesome. I don't have that yet.
And you get all to buy the record. Nick is like,
I know. I'm close to joining the club.
You're like, what do I got to do to get in this club?
So what do I got
to
do?
What do I got to do to convince you guys to open some Libertine beer right now anyways?
Nothing. You got to say, opens it. Go in the beer fridge and find what you want.
No, I'm just going to go in there and get Jove, and you guys can get mad at me for opening it when you're not ready.
We're not.
We can't get mad at you for something we don't know about.
Get it, bro.
Have you guys had Jove yet?
I haven't.
No.
Untapped says no.
I'll be honest with you.
Magic ball untapped says
Magic
no.
8-ball untapped says trying, no.
Try another time.
Is there any way that I can convince you guys to let me open the Jove and spread it around?
We can convince
get
you.
Get your ass up and do it already.
No, wait. Please stop. Don't
do that. Don't open a great beer.
I don't know where the fridge is.
Just go around the corner.
To your right.
There
right.
you go.
Follow your nose. it always knows.
The fridge mic isn't on.
What guy doesn't know what a fridge looks like?
The fridge mic is on the food, and now Louis is going to help
guy.
Him.
Someone with a cold box. You mean this tiny cold box? This ridiculously small cold box? How are you going to ferment a beer in that cold box?
The real question is, do we have the wine key handy?
I actually do not ferment beer in cold boxes. I have system.
Oh, you're one of those.
You have the glycol,
bro? You got cable money. I see.
Oh, you got mad cable money,
cable money.
All channels, bro. All channels.
All the channels.
Well, now...
This guy.
Now the bearded brewer is having to open it.
Second open.
Roger couldn't handle it.
That's what happens when you got cable money.
He's like, I don't open beer.
I don't open beer myself anymore.
Who's somebody that doesn't own a brewery here?
I call the Xfinity guy to open my beers. That's how rich I am.
Hey, while you're here,
send over a guy to open my beer.
So you're like, I got a problem with the cable. The guy gets there. So what's the problem, sir? Nothing. I just couldn't open my beer.
Open this for me, please sir.
Please just open
this. I'm so lonely.
I'm pretty sure there's one of those 911 calls.
Does everybody hear
this?
Do you hear how sexy this beer sounds opening right now? So I'll be honest with you. This is my absolute favorite beer at the moment. To the point where I am sure Tyler, who doesn't know me, is tired of me because I go into his shop at both of them, the Morro Bay and the other one in downtown San Luis, and drink Jove and drink way too much of it and then buy bottles and then be like, hey, I need that industry discount.
Nice. Hey, did you notice my hat? It says brewery on it.
Have you seen the credit card I'm paying you with? It shows that I own a brewery.
Has anybody gone into Pine and Palm and gone like industry?
I did.
No,
like, other than I got a podcast.
I got a podcast.
I'm media, bro.
Hi.
Oh, media. Well, charge them double.
Yeah, double and then take.
Hi, my name is Nick. I work for a podcast.
I tried to give the discount to anyone who identifies themselves as being anything with to do with beer making.
Ooh.
That's not us.
No, I would give it to you guys. I mean, Nick gets it. The other two have never seen my brewery, so.
Twice in 1 week, I had to drive people by your brewery because I know exactly where it is. You know, I've never seen this Pine and Palm place. I'm like, just turn left here. You're on Bedford. Go to here. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, so Matt knows exactly where it's at. Yeah.
I know what it's about.
Dog just stole my headphones.
All right, so now we've got
this is Joe.
Libertine going around the table. Everyone's got one.
It's called the greatest beer that exists on the market today, in my opinion.
It's Wild Ale?
No. It is their Pacific Ocean Blue, or whatever they call their goes, for extra aged in some sort of barrel with some sort of fruit. I think it's
French
juniper.
French oak.
What's the fruit?
Might not list it.
It doesn't really say.
It's a collaboration with the Juniper guys, I believe.
Blackberries.
There you go, Blackberries. The Juniper guys up in Berkeley, right?
You're just saying things I can't answer.
No, it's on the. It's, well, you had the bottle, but you put it down. Oh, it's not on the bottle. Okay. Bourbon blended by the Libertine, a rare air having been fermented in. It's their standard thing. Who cares? It's got this dude on the back. It looks like.
God?
No, it looks like Zeus with lightning bolts.
Yeah, he's got lightning
around him. I mean, he'll fuck you up.
Yeah, oh yeah. If you don't like his beer, he's gonna mess you up.
This is one of those. This is probably one of their most tart beers.
This is tart.
That I've had from them.
Roger has to look like you haven't tried blah blah blah.
No, I have the look of if you don't like this, I'm not sure we can be friends.
This is great, Roger. I love it.
So as Roger Tyler. Leaves yeah. for our next guest, come on. No, I mean, I actually do like sour beers. I really do. But this is probably one of the most sulfur is a bad thing. Sour beers that he does make. I kind of lean more towards, I do like the wild IPA. I like the Thanks Brian. I like the slow wild.
What's crazy is I feel that those to me are too wild or too sour, too wild. Like I'll be honest with Tyler and all the guys over there that I'm not a fan of those ones.
Oh, wow.
I understand why people like them,
mm-hmm.
but hey, don't pour them next time. I'm coming in. I'm going to drink Jove. I'm going to drink Pacific Ocean Ghost Blue. Mm-hmm. What's it called? Whatever it's called. I'm bad with names. And I'm going to drink Soccer Mom because that's
Soccer
amazing.
Soccer Mom was pretty good.
Can we play
Soccer
a song,
Mom
please?
Was great. Oh yeah, we can play that. We'll get that.
I'll keep
up.
Talking until
keep
you
talking.
Play it.
Yeah,
because that's also amazing. Song and beer. And last time I was there, they had a kettle sour orange, which was just a straight kettle sour, but they called it kettle sour orange. But there was no actual orange added to it, but it tasted like orange.
They captured the essence of orange.
It was amazing. I tried to get a growler or a bottle last time I was there, and they said, we don't do either of those with this beer. It's pints only.
Whoa.
And I said, I'll have a pint then.
Just play in the background.
No, just
talking.
Let it go. I'm gonna be quiet now.
No. All right. You just want to relax and listen to Soccer Mom.
There's a beer that's not necessarily looking out for because it's in town.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Hey,
keep going.
You got to not do that.
But Stillwater Artesian Ales released a beer called I Miss the Old Kanye.
I miss the old Kanye.
And that's all the label says in 12-point font in multiple lines. The whole label just says, I miss the old Kanye. And it's the brewery made a Kanye
dead.
West
Roger's
inspired
dead.
Beer with 23 Dr. Pepper flavors. So,
too much of Roger to handle. Can't handle that.
And it includes ingredients like juniper, prunes, plums, star anals, or something like that, cloves,
star,
and brandomyces.
Star anise.
Anise, okay, yeah, same thing.
It's definitely not anals in the beer.
Star anise, got it. Cloves.
That's how you filter it.
Huh? And brandomyces. Man, is a.
Although we are talking about Kanye and, you know, his wife, there could be a lot of anals involved in this one, too.
So, but yeah. So I've seen it. I've seen people buy bottles of that in town at Maroa Shell. So it's distributed throughout the state.
Wow. That's Maroa Shell.
I figured that would kind of be a cool thing to look out for.
Yeah,
Stillwaters, I miss
early,
the old Kanye.
Early looking out for Stillwaters, I miss the old Kanye.
I feel like I've heard of that beer, but I don't know why or where.
Thanks, Paul and Fairfax.
Yes.
Soccer Mom. Played in the background for that conversation.
I'm going to make sure Mikey gives me that when I go so I can set as my ringtone.
All right.
Yeah. You got to punch it in manually,
Brett
though.
Porter with natural flavors added,
Nokia
one of a kind.
Style.
Well,
so.
Let's get to some. We have
another email from Chewy Beer. He wasn't trusting the voicemail line. So.
Are we doing emails / voicemails already?
V-mails.
Yeah.
I'm very excited.
We're
about
getting
this.
Deep in the show now.
It's happening. Uh-oh. Shit. Everybody listen to what's happening right now.
Over the weekend, Holmes.
There what?
I heard him at first, then he went away.
He's here.
Celebrating my sister's birthday, Holmes. So what do? I smoked some pork butts, that's it, or some pork shoulders, oh, that's yeah. it, to make
that's
some
pork butts. That's what he smoked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah. Enough said, Holmes. Hands down, best shit ever. What are they, Holmes? So what do we do for her birthday, Holmes? We do a little beer tour, that's it, where I'm driving, Holmes, and I got these people with me. So we go to downtown L.A., I said there's like 5 breweries you can hit. First one we hit was Mumford Brewing. I said only one beer that stood out that was actually fucking delicious was their Skid Rokio. I guess two names between Little Tokyo and fucking Skid Row, Holmes. Skid Rows were all the crackheads and all the fucking PCP Walking Dead people are all customers of mine. I said, just kidding, Holmes.
Not where Sebastian Bach comes in?
Maybe they were old customers. Anyways, Holmes, this fucking Skid Rokio is a vanilla porter on nitro. Nick, think you and I can sit down and drink a whole fucking keg, Holmes. This shit was delicious, what? Delightful, and fucking roasty, vanilla-y. Vanilla-y. That's a new word, eh? A new fucking vanilla-y. Term for craft beer.
That's a new beer from Pine and Palm.
Fucking delicious-ass fucking beer. I even shook the fucking master brewer there's hand and said, all the other beers, man, you got to fucking scrap and start all over because there's no shit compared to this. Anyways, Holmes.
That's a compliment. This beer is so good. All the other beer needs to get dumped.
In the same area, 4 blocks, 5 blocks away, Holmes, we drove, don't walk because of the fucking zombies, eh? Best beer hands down there, Crazy Gideon's. Double IPA, Holmes. Crazy Gideon out here in L.A., Holmes, he's like your shifty guy. But this guy, what he did, man, he sold like electronics, eh? And he would fucking slash prices and he would fucking say, he's Crazy Gideon. He'll grab a fucking TV, Holmes, and slam it on the ground, eh? And fucking say, that fucking $9.99, fucking $1. But I guess what people didn't understand was that fucking TV he threw on the ground, eh? Was the one he was fucking selling you for $1. All the other ones were like a fucking $1,000. Anyways, Holmes, best beer, hands down. Let me tell you about fucking Arts District real quick, Holmes. I'm not going to call you again one fucking call and that's it. It might be fucking 7 minutes long, but at least you're not getting 10 of them. Art District, Holmes, I read up a little bit. Inside seating, 300 people. Outside in the patio, another 90, Holmes. This shit had skee ball, fucking darts, cornhole, whatever the fuck that is. Huge TV to watch the fucking game.
Gringo stuff.
I had 4 beer stations, Holmes, with like each beer station had like fucking 3 bartenders to each station. And I guess they sell mixed drinks because there's like a restaurant, but not really a restaurant within the facility, Holmes. They had guest taps from Pizza Port, Phantom Carriage, some fucking meatery that's I guess new to LA or something weird. Like that. And some other fucking beers that I didn't really care for or fucking even thought about trying. Let me tell you about this restaurant, Holmes. What they did is they cut Come out on, a fucking Jim. Hole in the wall, is it?
Yeah.
I guess the restaurant is on the opposite Wrap side of this up, building, Jim. Is it?
Oh, is this still
and
the same?
Fritzy's or something like that. It's like a French fucking...
We're deep in
like
there,
a
man.
Nice restaurant, Holmes. I would never fucking go in there because I don't have a suit and tie. But it's a nice place, Holmes. And they have a little window. You walk up to the window, kind of like a drive-through window. But you walk up to it, and you order, and they give you this little buzzer shit. And, you know, it buzzes, you come get your fucking food. We order fries, they say. We order fries for everybody, just a quick little appetizer, Holmes, because, you know, we were going to go home and eat some fucking bomb-ass pulled pork with Jack Daniel's glaze. Talking about Jack Daniel's glaze, yo, Nick, Matt, what's up, bro? I sent you guys a fucking bottle.
They got to use it still.
We kind of forgot.
No word, man. No nada. No gracias. No thank you. No hate you. I didn't fucking like it. Hate you. I fucking loved it. What the fuck?
What?
Back to the program.
Wow.
We ordered the fries.
Let's
say you get some fucking homemade ketchup and fucking homemade mayonnaise. I didn't touch the mayonnaise because it looked like cum to me. But the ketchup was fucking good. The fries, hands down, best fries I've ever fucking had in my life. Fuck, the French know how to make French fries. What are they, Holmes? Now, what else? I have a fucking list here that I'm going down, so I don't
damn
fucking forget.
Chew, come on.
Chew's got notes. Show notes.
Orale, Holmes. Bells, Holmes.
Uh-oh,
if
Bells.
If you ever do have a fourth fucking host on your fucking show, Bells should have that fucking seat. You hear that shit, Bells? I think you are the perfect fit for these fucking 3 dudes. You know each other very
this
well.
Sorry, after
your knowledge. We can't afford him.
Maybe too expensive to mine or maybe someone a little bit above IPA. Me. I'm kind of like average, Holmes, but you melded perfectly. The fucking show ran quickly. Good fit, Holmes. If you can't do it, nobody else can. Just give it a fucking Bells. I guess that's F-bombs. It, man. Oh, yeah. We were going to hit 5 fucking breweries, man. So I just want to tell people out there, if you're going to go hit a lot of breweries, make sure you fucking drink water. You don't have to drink every fucking beer in that taster. If the beer doesn't taste good, fucking move it along and go to the next fucking 4 ounces. Mm-hmm. If you can't fucking handle 8 fucking glasses of 4 ounce beer and before you get fucking shit-faced and ruin it for everybody else, don't fucking come along.
Don't ruin it. Oh, stay home and somebody be the fucking babysitter.
Our day got ruined because my fucking sister doesn't know how to handle alcohol. I guess.
Some people get
pretty dumb when they drink too much. And this is only on the second fucking brewery, man. We were supposed to hit Mumford. We got to.
You have to train your sister.
Angel City, we skipped. Iron Triangle, we skipped. Boomtown, we skipped.
Don't try to do beer geek stuff with non-beer geeks. It's
some
terrible.
People just don't know how to handle their fucking shit homes. So, word to the wise, just go with you and your chick, because if she gets smashed, then you can go home and smash. You know what I'm saying, Holmes? Other than that, just fucking be classy, people. Come on, Holmes. My English ain't fucking top notch. But at least I know how to fucking represent myself, you know? That's about it. Guys, I love you guys. Keep up the good work. And peace out, eh? I te watcho.
Thank you. Chew your beer. That was chew your beer.
I think he was sanding a wooden chip in the background.
Yeah, what was that?
You know what that is? That's the Apple headset against your beard.
Oh, You're right.
What, does Chew have a beard?
Chew has a beard, and the headphone piece hangs exactly. If you have, I think it's Sea Captain status beard, the headphone piece is right there rubbing in the beard as speak.
I can believe it.
He had the white headsets with the microphone built
get
in.
Get it. All right, well.
Audio knowledge.
We're enjoying this. Jove.
It's a nice, I like.
It's
very
a nice,
much.
I like.
Could it's, be Jovi, like the
so chew your beer. We're not ignoring you. We just have not taken the glaze home to use.
We keep forgetting.
They will. I got some pictures of producer Becky using ours. So yeah, send them.
Oh, I saw those. You put them on the Instagram, right?
Whoa. I might have been drunk and done that. I don't remember doing that. But
maybe not. Maybe. I feel like somebody posted pictures of some sort of glaze on the Instagram. I pay way too much attention.
Well, Dave that's been on the show before, he was the first one to get glazed.
Renteria.
And he's cooked with it quite a bit.
Where's Dave Renteria?
559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the perfect pour. And God dang it, dog. You're going to kill us here. You're killing me, dog. We like you to call us about anything you feel like talking about, but kind of more, you know, beer related, craft beer related. We have a limit of 2 calls a week.
And
so don't
2 F bombs per call.
Yeah, we gotta limit the F bombs too. Uh oh.
I can't hear him.
I'm not a hothead. I don't get all pissed off on the road.
That's Scotty
B. There are some things that piss me off.
What,
Scotty? My car doesn't make contact with another object sometimes. Okay, you can cut me off all day long. Fuck it. But you make contact. Well, anyway, I heard the show with Bell's suggestion or challenge to make a Laverne and Squizzly. That sounds like fun. I'm going to do it. A Pepsi Milk Stout. That sounds like a rocking idea right there.
Did you say
there.
Pepsi Milk?
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, might as well just throw some Eggflax in there, too. Just to make sure they get squank. It's going to be so super you're going to squank. I'm not really going to put Eggflax in it, though, but that's a fun idea, all the same. I don't know when I'm going to get around to it, but yeah, I'm going to make it. I just don't know when. A lot of stuff on my plate. A lot of other beers got to brew first.
A lot of crazy ass perfect pour beers he's got to brew.
Just wanted to be on that.
Yeah?
Okay, can you guess what I'm about to say?
What?
Can you?
No.
Keep up the great work?
Keep up the great work!
Roger called it. Scotty B.
That's pretty crazy if Scotty B is brewing schedule and fermenting and like finishing beer is so crazy that he has to put our specialty request on the back burner for the time being.
Whoa.
He's like, I'll get around to it, guys, but I'll not get right around now.
The squirtly, but
I'll tell you what, Scotty B, as crazy as he sounds on this show, is a wealth of knowledge.
He is a wonderful dude.
And is pretty cool.
He is a rad dude. Well, you have this this beer we're drinking now. Well, listen to this.
Hey, guys. It's Libertine Tyler. And guess what I'm doing? What? I'm driving.
Oh!
Did I do that right?
I'm driving.
I'm still only, you know, 5 or 6 episodes in, so I don't know all the fun stuff. Hey, anyways, the IPA you guys drank, that was overcarbonated.
No, it wasn't overcarbonated.
Those are bottle conditioned. So they're conditioned to be over 3 bars.
Yeah, he explained that when he was here, but Bell is clearly didn't hear that.
No.
Fancy machine's the best move. And
the physics.
Pat is talking about keg-wise stuff, too. So in the past, he has always force-carved our kegs and then bottle conditioned everything in the bottle. But we just switched about a month ago to doing everything keg conditioned as well at a lower carbonation level, just because it's harder to, you can't pour, like Matt was saying, at 3-plus bars out of a keg. But anyways, okay, well, I'll let you go, since evidently I talk way too long.
Don't listen to Bells, right. Tyler.
Just wanted to clear that up, and let's see, you know, next time somebody's over here and I can give you guys some more beer, for we got a whole bunch of new stuff that just came out or is coming out that I could send back with Pat or whoever's here next, or maybe when next time Pat speaks over. So, okay, talk to you guys later. Keep up the good work.
Keep up the good work, guys.
He's doing it.
So that does confirm our theory. If you get something by keg from Libertine, chances are, not necessarily that it was force carved, but it will be at a lower carbonation than the bottles, which are conditioned. So, both respectable in their own standpoint.
I want to make it clear that we didn't say it was overcarbonated. We were just saying that, you know, we because it was a big bottle. We're like, let's put it in the physics, and you know. You don't do a bottle conditioned bottle on the physics.
It's not possible. It's not meant to be.
Well, it's possible. We did it. It just wasn't smart.
But
thanks, Tyler, for calling in, though.
Well, yeah. Tyler's beers are meant to bottle condition.
Well, yes.
When you get a rare beer or a wild beer that says bottle conditioned and it does funny stuff when you open it, it's supposed to do that. When you get a standard IPA that does funny stuff when you open it, it's not meant to do that.
Right. We're not used to real beer. We're used to like,
yeah. Where's the clearance beer?
Where's the shrink wrap?
Yeah.
Uh oh, what's happening?
I think we're going to continue down the path of wild beer.
Also, we didn't play the ABV game with Jove.
Oh, man. I don't even know where to go with that.
Do you want to take a late guess at it, or are we just passed it?
6.8.
I'll guess.
Okay.
I'll go 6.4.
Wow. I'll
undercut him.
Ooh. I'm going to be bold and go 7.2.
Ooh.
I believe that Matt read the bottle, because it's exactly 6.8.
Dude, we nailed it two times this week.
Just crushed it.
I didn't even look at that one.
I'm going to offer Matt
ABV
a high five right now.
Pressure.
And he took it.
Good job.
But 6.8 is perfect. Because here's my problem with sours and gozes.
I love goals.
Sorry. Nowadays is that how many times have you opened a goze and it's 4.2 or 3.8? Yeah. Hey, I'm paying you beyond that full price for this awesome beer.
Yeah.
Give me something at least standard alcohol.
Give me some alcohol, bro.
Like, I'm digging the gozes right now, and there's just not a lot of ABV in
there. Where are you gozing with this?
No.
Well, where's this new beer? There's a new beer. You heard the drop.
Roger is holding up the line.
No, I'm. It went my way. I'm sorry. I was used to going.
Yeah, right.
Counterclockwise, but apparently now we're going clockwise.
Counterclockwise for podcast listeners. Now we're going clockwise.
Do I want to tell people what we're drinking or just pour for myself and get over it? I guess I'll just use the same glass. I'm just going to pour it and pass.
That would be Creedence, right?
Do you
that sounds like enough.
I don't know the words.
Sorry, I thought I had Fogarty in my head.
Yeah, let Matt explain
Creedence
it because
has done a version of this.
I feel like he might know better than me.
All right, Matt.
Well, mainly I feel like he might be a better reader. I hate reading.
I never learned how to read.
I can read just out loud as a...
The Libertine Brewing Company presents Heard It Through the Grapevine of Uncommon Origins, brewed and blended by the Libertine, established in 2012, a rare wild ale having been fermented and barrel-aged in French oak with unclear intentions, yet spectacular results.
Can we play the alcohol game here? Because Libertine hides their alcohol pretty well that unless you're looking for it, you can't find it. But I think Matt just looked for it.
I did, but did anybody else?
No, I definitely didn't.
I have not.
I haven't had beer. Let me have beer. Let me have beer. I like beer. What the hell? All right, let me play.
Now I'm scared because I've overguessed twice. So I'm going to go 5-6.
Wow, that's
it's
sour.
Got the California raisins on the bottle, but they're like punk rock California raisins.
So brother says 5-6.
5-6. Ooh, I'm not going to sleep tonight, that's for sure. Mm. That's sharp.
Ooh.
Any other guesses? Any other guesses? Come on.
Palm is needing Tums right now.
I'm saying 6-4. I'm saying 6-4.
No, I want to make a guess. Give me a second here. You can't guess by smell, I'll tell you that much.
Woo!
What?
But it smells delicious.
That's some tart stuff. I like it, though.
Bad dog. You stop. Roger's weighing in.
Roger says 5-2. What was it?
Let's see. Closest without going over would be Mikey.
Yes.
You guessed 6.4, right?
Yes.
It came in at 6.5.
Ooh.
Wow.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa, bro.
Whoa.
That's so cool.
Heard LinkedIn endorsement for ABV skills.
Yep. Put that on LinkedIn.
Again, it's another one of those beers that's in the sixes that just tastes like a beer that's six.
Hey,
and
guys. It's Paul here.
Paul Fairfax.
So I totally dropped the ball, man.
What?
I promised to have a Blue Cheese IPA song. Ready for the premiere. But I could have sworn I would have had several weeks. And you guys are already cracking it open, so
they
kind of took the wind out of my sails. Those guys are not only master brewers, but they are faster brewers. I don't know how they pulled it off and got it done so quick, but whatever. Anyway, yes, Nick, I did in fact invite you to be on my podcast. You were my first fancy guest. You were the one that we were going to talk about bikes and bourbon. But I think Bells was talking over my voicemail, so you guys didn't actually hear,
it.
It's all just a fantasy right now.
Bikes and bourbon.
I think part of the reason why I can't pull off podcasting and recording songs is partly because my kid hasn't gone back to school yet. Because I just don't have the time and space to do it. So please get him back in school. Allow me a little more time. Anyhow, I drank so many hoppy beers the other night that when I woke up in the morning, my armpits smelled like an IPA, and it was so good I couldn't shower for days because of it. But I also think that hops affects your dreams because get this, and Cherry Beer, you're gonna want to hear this. So while the hops were, you know, seeping through my bloodstream on my way to my armpits, I had a dream that T.C. Boyle, one of my favorite authors, had a new novel out, and it was called, get this, Choco Tasso. And I was, for some reason, I'm interviewing him. I don't know why, but I'm interviewing him and asking him about the name. And he said, well, you know, I was just really inspired by the beer. Anyway, get that. How about that, Jew? Okay, I think that's all I got for now. Talk to you guys later.
Oh, now I feel bad because I thought he didn't invite me, and he did. And obviously, I didn't listen back.
So tart.
So tart.
Tartness. The tartness.
Mm.
Never trust a tart.
We have a double IPA. Do we need to get onto that?
I think we might need Oof. To.
Okay.
Man. It's good, though.
Let's move along.
What size was that?
Yeah, what size was that?
Yeah, what size was it?
I love gold!
22.
What size it was.
22.
You know what it is? It's my turn for the top pour.
Oh!
Get it, Nick. Get it.
Ah, the doubly. Doubly. Doubly IPAs. They are the best.
That was the last beer from Libertine. Heard it through the grapevine.
Oh, that's what we're doing.
But now we're doing another daily beer.
This got stuck in my head, sorry.
So I did not check the ABV either here. Hopefully no one else does, because this is my favorite game on the show. Although I feel like I'm really bad at it.
For a brewer, you're surprisingly bad at this.
No, I'm terrible at it. My favorite, the game I'm best at on the at home is what size is it? But I can't play that here because I can clearly see the size.
This is true.
Oh, is that how you guys play songs? You just get them on your phone and throw them.
What way to spoil it? Spoiler alert!
I think it makes it more legal if you're just playing.
My turn.
On your phone, and the mic picks it up.
I'm surprised we've had no feedback from the Kennys. The Kenny's episode. Who's their favorite Kenny? Kenny Rogers.
Oh, Loggins. Loggins.
None.
Danger feedback. Zone.
Rogers.
Michael McDonald.
Lana.
Michael
McDonald. Lana.
That's not how this works.
Lana.
That's not how any of this works.
Lana.
Lana.
All right, going.
You know where we're at?
No.
The Danger Zone.
I like it.
That's a bad reference to a show that if you catch, strong work.
Oh, well, you know.
Actually, but I do think cable. That's legal. If music's in the background, it's more legal than actually playing
more
it.
Legal. We're going for the more legal route.
So we're having a called Bright. It's a double IPA.
Oh, here we go. I forgot to taste it.
That was a total label pull.
I've seen the percentage, so I'm going to have to play the host game show host.
If here. It's a double, it's at least over 7.5.
I was going to say, I've learned my lesson.
I sniffed my microphone instead of my beer. That was a mistake.
You're doing it wrong.
I think I might be
by Treehouse.
I was like,
this is a Treehouse beer, guys.
Treehouse.
This is a Treehouse beer.
Jack your treehorn.
This is important.
I don't know what Treehouse means.
Treehouse is an important brewery back east. Important indie.
Oh, it's a brewery.
Brewery. Yes. Treehouse.
Well, it smells delicious. Can you describe us what we're drinking?
Called Bright. Ooh, wow.
It's rather bright.
Smell good.
But it's a back east double IPA.
Yep.
7.7.
East of the Sierra.
7.7.
I just don't trust back east breweries.
80.
8.2.
8.2. Beer to brewer.
Oh, he's actually trying.
Yeah, he's really going.
Yeah, he's got to really keep trying. His record now. He's got his streak going.
Perfect. He's got a perfect bone. Well, perfect.
He did nail.
He's going for the turkey.
Straight on.
Triple turkey.
He's going for the turkey.
I'm going to have to say 8.5, Bob.
It's Roger wins at 7.8.
What?
It's that strong? So I went, what did I say?
You said 7.6, 7.
7.6, 7.7. Yeah, because I said way above 7.2. Let's record, let's listen back and
talk about it. Roll it back.
7.7. Oh, yeah, I did do it right. Yeah, that's what I said.
Look at that.
This is delicious.
Wait, and if that's the case, I think I said 7.7.
I think this
is my first Treehouse.
I got that one.
Damn it.
The nose on it is, in this class anyways, amazing.
Amazing.
Not bad for an East Coast.
Yeah, for the nose, East Coaster, it's
bad. Nose is amazing, does not match the taste.
You know, the nice thing about this is when you look at it, you can almost see through it, as opposed to some of those East Coasts when...
Yeah.
You cannot.
It's cloudy, but not that cloudy.
It's weird. It almost has like a Pilsner flavor in there. Not even like a straight up lager, but like a Pilsner. Just, it's a lager. Wall.
Thanks, guys. Can you hear me? I'm showering.
Uh-oh.
That's not Scotty B. Montana Jim. I'm traveling this week.
Wow. That was
Montana Jim's on the road.
Fucking Bill. That's right. I listen to both goddamn podcasts. I listen to the Dork Town and the and the Perfect Porn.
Oh.
Bill. Wait, what's this Dork Town?
You don't want a 2.5-hour podcast? Fucking stop listening.
Oh.
Come back to it.
Oh.
Goddamn. I don't like the hour-long podcast, Mikey. Oh. I like 2.5 hours of fun with my three buddies
who
have that one goddamn time and blah, blah, blah. Bells? Look, Mikey, play this for Bells, too.
Oh, he'll listen. He's listening.
Dorktown podcast. I gave producer Becky a Dude's Brewing Pecan Brown.
The pecan.
That's right, goddammit. I listen to both podcasts, and I want my 2 hours.
I want my 2 hours.
And I'm drinking $2.
I want my $2.
Betty IPA by Hangar 24. That's right. I brought it up here.
Oh, Hangar 24.
Fuck you, Bells.
Keep up the good work, though.
Peace. I'm out.
Wow. Fontana Jim.
Yeah.
Sending it to Bells.
I agree. I enjoy... The longer podcast.
You like the long ones? I've been struggling with that.
I can listen to them in more than one. And I go into it knowing that I've got a couple sessions to listen to it.
Yeah.
I know I'll be in the car for a half hour. I can listen to part of it.
Yeah.
Whereas if there's a 45-minute podcast and I get a half hour of it, it's like, damn it, I've missed the last 15 minutes. Well, no. When it's whatever the hell length this thing is, it's... Don't worry, I'll get the next part next time in the car. You know, there it is.
Yeah, it's a.
I'm getting lick raped by your dog, by the way.
No.
Louie is causing all kinds of havoc in this show.
Hey there, fucking guys.
Jesus.
This fucker.
Probably going to catch 10 times worth of shit for bringing this topic up and probably putting my stance on it. But you know what? I've got a. I just wanted to get your guys' point of view on something here. These Instagram and Twitter chicks that or so-called beer, quote-unquote, with my fucking air finger fucking quote marks, beer models.
Hoppy floppy.
You know, I understand that there's probably... And there are some very good women in the beer industry. But the thing that I'm really getting at is
eventually
fucking goddamn chicks that think that they're fucking models and stand there and take pictures with their tits hanging out and all this other shit, you know, and I don't know. I just don't get it, you know. These fucking goddamn attention whores, I guess. I guess that's what I'm getting at. Hey, and you know what? People are going to say, he's a fucking goddamn, you know, a sexist asshole and shit like that. And like, no, I got a fucking daughter, a young daughter of my own. You know, and I'm all about women empowerment and shit like that. But, I mean, these chicks, I just don't get it. I don't understand. But... I just wanted to get your guys' take on it and these fucking beer models that are fucking hoes. Anyway, have a good one, and go fuck yourself, guys.
No!
You know, there are a couple of those out there that he's talking about.
There's several, yeah.
But when you see them and their posts have 1,200 to 2,000 likes, you're like, oh, all right, I mean... Yeah, what are you saying? You know, she's an attention whore, whatever. But then you go look at the ones who really are the true, like, I post this just to get likes and they have 20,000 likes. At least this chick has beer.
That's true. That's a good way to look at it. Nice. Like, yeah, there's girls that just post on Instagram just like, look, I'm sort of topless, blah, blah, blah. At least these girls have good beer next to them.
And also, most importantly, they don't just have like a can of anything. They rotate through some pretty cool and pretty good stuff.
They at least have a boyfriend that knows what beer to put
there
in front
you
of
go.
Them.
Yeah, Mikey figured it out, I think.
They're like, here, put this pint in front of you. What is this? Just do it.
And get you likes.
it'll get us 10,000 likes. Really? Okay.
Besides the 10,000 likes on the beer rolls, like 2,000. It's like, yes! Like, Stone, like, I follow Stone on Instagram. Like, an awesome post gets them like 600 to 700. So, If you're giving above 1,000 likes for a beer post, you're doing it right.
There's
something else going on there.
There's cleavage involved.
Probably.
Cleavage wins.
Oh, I don't follow any of those girls. I don't know.
Exactly. Oh, no.
Yeah, I don't know.
No, I wouldn't know where to find them.
The perfect board That's doesn't follow any of these. This is a new thing, sir.
Yes.
Wait, there's girls on Instagram that just post semi-sexual positions just to get likes?
What?
This is a thing.
What? I guess I need to investigate this.
Comment at Pine and Palm Brewing on Instagram. I don't know if that works out. How do you post an Instagram page?
Hey, guys.
We don't know.
Fontana Jim.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Fontana Jim's the second call of the week.
I was like,
just to remind everybody, second call of the week is an arbitrary rule. Started by Mikey because a caller called in and initiated it. Like, if I initiated
just want to remind you, it's
no
fucking
more
Oreo arbitrary.
Talk rule, then we wouldn't be able to talk about double stuff or Oreos and milk or blah, blah, blah. Anyway.
I love blah, blah, blah.
Oh, yeah, it's my favorite.
It's my best
Bells, I like you. I guess Mikey.
Bells is getting a lot of action.
Too. But don't take away my extra hour of perfect poor podcast talk. I miss these guys. Why only get an hour? I feel a little bit cheated.
Aww.
An hour of this and voice. You want to hear more of this voice?
We'll do a crossover call.
Bell
How about an
go
or
game?
Or game. For the perfect pour. And Mike, all you're right. going to end up sitting on the sidelines for this.
I will.
Perfect pour games.
Coors Light or Bud Light or Michelob Ultra.
I don't think he knows how an or game works.
No.
Miller Lite.
No. You can't do a 6-point or game.
Yes, you can. It's called an or
game. Miller Lite. Yeah.
That is correct.
Put Corona Light in there because
Rob just invented a new.
Michelob
Ultra. Love you guys. Keep up the good work, guys.
Coors Light.
Beer it is.
Coors Light because it has mountains that tells me it's drinkable. Yeah, for the other ones, you might just drink ass. Keep up the good work. Keep
up the good work. Keep up the good work, guys. I was actually at a taco party the other night.
Don't say anymore. Don't ruin it.
Stop
there.
Story ends.
Story over.
End of story. Great. Best story that's ever been told in the Perfect Bar.
And thanks for listening to the Perfect Pour. Yeah.
PerfectBarPod.com for everything you need. Have a great week and drink a craft beer and be safe out
we'll
there.
See you next Friday.
All right. No, we're still going, Bear. Go ahead.
Oh, wait, are we going to keep going? I thought we were done.
I can actually finish my story now?
No, it was too good.
So
we've never been invited to a taco party.
So anyways, as I was saying.
I got a taco party.
Shut up.
were they? Never mind.
No, we're seriously impressed here. We're not making fun of you. That's
there were not, lesbians there, awesome. Yes.
That's not what I was going to ask. I was going to ask if they were white flour tortillas. Or
no, corn tortillas.
Oh, corn, bro.
Well, you can have white corn.
No, flour.
No, corn.
No, flour.
Corn.
Flour.
I'll just let you guys
know. Flours are for burritos.
Yeah, flour is for burritos.
Corn for everything else.
Clearly, Nick prefers burritos.
Aren't tacos just small burritos?
Everyone else prefers tacos.
Yeah, come on.
Tacos, small burritos.
So, taco party.
No.
Oh, yes.
No.
Damn it, we're trying to get to this taco party.
This is important. He said burritos and tacos are the same thing. Sorry.
Are they not?
Mostly they are, just larger portions, but...
Even the taco... taco aficionado
I did that.
Said tacos and burritos are the same thing.
Burritos are convenience. for places tacos are not.
Ah, yes.
Tacos are always convenient.
Portable tacos.
Yeah. Yes.
They're never not convenient. Breakfast tacos.
You dropped your board, bro.
I have a picture.
So I was at a taco party.
Still, it's funny every time, right?
It's never not funny.
Yeah.
It's never not awesome.
Tacos.
Oh, is that a thing?
Taco party. That's your next beer.
So there was...
the next Mexican lager.
So there was burn your butthole salsa.
Next, another Mexican lager.
There was guac without cilantro, burrito so holders. I was digging the shit out of that.
Oh, shit. Oh. Whatever.
Without cilantro, yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anyone that really wants cilantro?
Not me.
Hold on.
I don't have a problem with cilantro, but...
You can save your opinions for after the show.
That's for after hours.
This is important.
Nope.
This cilantro opinion is important.
No, no.
Let's listen to Roger.
We will tangent the share of this show to get the cilantro argument on.
You could get Dan Pepe, go get your cilantro, whatever.
No, onions and cilantro. If it's not on a taco, it's not a taco.
Whoa, bro. I didn't say anything about onions.
No,
cilantro.
I don't care for it.
I don't dig onions.
I'm sorry, but you and my wife are both wrong.
I'm not your wife.
But you're both wrong.
Or are you?
Has anybody noticed that I'm sitting up straight now? Yes. This is important. Yeah. Like,
this whole beer talk we've been doing past hour and a half? Bullshit. No.
So thanks for joining us on the podcast. We have our next guest coming in, so go ahead.
I believe Mike Oz will agree with me on this one.
Oh, Mike Oz doesn't, they're like, must have
me and Mike Oz go way back.
Well, he's the taco guy.
Yes, he is.
Here in this town.
But he's never come up to me and said, what?
He's been on cilantro?
Well, it's because you haven't told him about no cilantro. Okay, I'm gonna let this go. I'm going to sit back down in my chair, and we'll finish the story.
Even though it's wrong.
I'm going to let you finish.
Okay, Kanye. At said... party.
What kind of party? What kind of party was
it? Oh, fuck it.
Tell the story. Keep pushing through. You know this, Bitterbur. You have to keep pushing through.
I moved my microphone. Got it out of here.
This microphone's up in the air now.
Tony Maggins in it.
I'll do it too.
But my point is getting less and less relevant the more you make me drag this out.
No, it's the best. The worst point with the best build-up story makes the best terrible story.
Taco party!
At this taco party.
Yay!
We're enjoying things.
My tacos!
We're having... God damn it.
They're having tacos?
We're having tacos.
Were there tacos there? Keep going, Vanderbilt.
I'm gonna go to the corner.
Keep going. For the love of podcast, keep going.
I'm good.
I'm just gonna let this one die.
No! I wanna hear, damn it!
So,
I don't remember this, this is my favorite part of the year for the podcast.
Yeah. You remind yourself, December episode. This is your favorite moment.
Yes. Can we let him do the story?
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
I sit down with my tacos at this party. I get them arranged perfectly.
Oh, yes.
They have onions. They have guac. They have asada. Mm-hmm. Somebody brought out cheese. That ended up in there, too. Just happened.
It happens.
And
that's how you do it.
The gentleman hosting the party.
Oh, the gentleman.
He asked out to the ladies and the gentlemen, including myself. And he's just like, who wants a beer? And I said, you know, I thought to myself, I could use a beer right now.
Yeah.
The choices were Pacifico and Coors Light. Taco party. Come on.
Right.
I'm agreeing.
Okay.
And I noticed one of the fellows that showed up. He also lived in the same complex, also a friend of everybody's there. He just wasn't complex guy. He was friends of the people there.
Hey, complex guy.
This is complex.
Who invited complex guy?
He actually had a Coors Light can in his hand. Mm-hmm. And I thought to myself, I'm at this party with tacos. where the fuck do I get a Coors Light? If those are my options, I want to go up to him and be like,
hey, man.
Hey, man, you got another one of those Coors? And he did have two. He had two there.
Cold but pockets.
But neither of them were for me.
So he's like Roger circa 10 years ago. Like, come on. No.
You won't like this.
That was my whole story.
You're not going to like this, bro.
Go ahead. Have a
sip. That was my whole story.
I dare you. Have a sip. See what you think.
And I was more willing to drink filtered water than I was to drink Coors. Not Coors. Corona or Pacifico.
Wait. What's your problem with Pacifico?
Yeah.
This is a real question
here.
I
don't have a problem with Pacifico.
I mean, it's...
And I'm an idiot.
It's significantly better than Corona.
I didn't say one was worse than the other. I just said I preferred neither.
Neither, please.
I might not be much, but there's one thing for sure. I'm an idiot.
And I'll drink a Pacifico till the cows come home.
I tell you what, you call me whatever you want.
But don't call me a guy that won't drink a Pacifico, because I'll punch you in the face. Yeah,
so that's my whole story.
I'm an idiot.
I feel like
taco party.
I feel like we built that up a little bit more.
I told you, the longer you guys are dragging that out, the less meaningful.
No, it was still good. It was still good.
There was just a moment.
I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it.
The fact that you wanted a Coors Light and were denied it. That's the story. You're like,
That is true.
I want a Coors Light. And they're like, nope, bro, sorry.
Sorry, bro. These are rare around these parts.
Nah. He's like, come on, man.
This is a whale, bro.
Yeah, this is a whale. He can't just come up and just some... He's like, he doesn't know where you're coming from. He's just like, some guy tried to fucking get my Coors Light.
I had the brown paper tickets as Coors Light.
I waited 3 hours in line for this.
3 hours. Thing.
3 hours. This thing is a rare Coors Light.
That's how it goes.
Yeah, man.
It's a taco party.
Yeah, taco party. Things happen. Well, there's nowhere to go from here now.
Oh, there's plenty of places to go from here.
No, we're done.
We don't have
there's
any more.
There's a looking smells. Out for.
All right. Let's look out for
so
some stuff.
So people that are on the other side of Nevada, which is the East Coast.
That's East Coast, yeah. That's Europe, basically.
Yeah, Mongolia.
Oh, are we looking out for Heineken?
There is a female that follows me on the Instagrams.
Ooh, hey.
Her Instagram name is iHeartBeards, BEERDS.
How much cleavage
hold
does
on,
she
how
have
do I search that?
Give me enough.
Hold on.
Enough.
I. Well, how do I do this?
The answer is enough.
She posted a photo of a can, a very beautiful looking can.
Oh, I found her.
It's from Trim Tab.
Mine. I got it. It's mine.
It's from Trim Tab Brewing in Alabama.
And Greenbow,
I found it.
Greenbow, Alabama.
But they have a... It's a... It's very gravitational postal. Nectar. It's their IPA. And I would love to get a hold of this beer. So anybody that can get a hold of Alabama beer and send us this IPA from Trim Tap, I am super looking out for that. It could be the shittiest thing in the world. It's a cool looking can. I don't care. Well, it's East Coast, but you know, whatever.
That's all the same. Malt bill. What's the malt bill?
That you're only looking out for?
That's what I'm looking out.
All right. Focus.
Last week I said the Stone Fifth, which I haven't had, so...
Yeah, the universe isn't listening.
Yeah, thanks.
Hello? Universe. Anybody home? Nick, are you looking out for something?
Do I get a lookout for anything?
Oh, yeah.
No, you do not.
No, I'm sorry.
Roger, what are you looking out for?
I'm going to look out for one. Do I get a lookout for a beer that I've had before?
Sure.
Or is that against the rules?
Is it a yearly release or just like you want a second bottle of this Protocosmos?
No, I. All right. I'm going to look out for. Libertines, KSO, which is their kettle sour orange.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
They don't bottle it, but it's super delicious. Hmm. I had a taster of it once when I was at the end of my day, as in,
like you've been,
it's
you've
time
been going
to,
at it.
You know,
Right.
The wife walks in and says, it's time to go.
Time to go, bro.
You've got that taster of 4 ounces and there you go. And I thought it was the best thing I've had in a long time. Ooh, other than their
Joe. That's hard to do at the end of a day like that, to impress you like that.
It was that good. So I'm looking out for that. I'm also looking out for a pretty standard, easy to find beer that if anyone wants to bring into my tap room is a pretty much straight trade. Stone's new, what do they call it? Like, we're arrogant again. I don't care what it's called.
We're super arrogant now.
Yeah. Well, it doesn't matter. It's got a green label on it. It's pretty available here in Fresno. My problem is that I don't ever have time to do anything that gets me out of either going to the job that pays my house bills and the brewery. I've got two of them, and that's all that happens. And then I've got another
Wait,
one.
You have a day job?
Yeah.
What?
It's the
He's got to afford that cable somehow.
Yeah, afford that cable somehow.
Yeah.
And then I've got another beer that I've really been looking forward for that, honestly, when Nick finishes, hopefully I'll remember what it is. So let's just pass off me for a minute, and I'll come back.
Nick, hey, he's nice. Looking out for something.
So this is kind of weird and talk about the universe. So I came across a list of 10 best breweries you've never heard of.
Huh.
There's a website called coolmaterial.com. And I was like, okay, here we go, another list. But I like lists, so I read it anyway.
I know, I did the same, like, dumb list.
Another dumb list. Let's see how dumb this one is. Click on it and read the whole thing and figure out it's pretty cool.
I've done that before.
But, freaking, how the hell does Chew Your Beer mention the same brewery in the same night that I find this list? So, super cool name. It's in California. It is... It's in the fold of my notes, so I can't read it. Phantom Carriage, brewery in Carson, California, up north, up in the mountain towns. But looks like a really cool brewery. They've got really cool labels and marketing, and I love the way they've branded themselves. And they've got a beer called Lugos. It's a strong dark sour. I'm looking out for description of this beer is a high proof sweet cherry vanilla and stone fruit sour. So I've never heard of these guys before, but it looks like they've been around for a little while. And they don't distribute, I don't think they distribute in Fresno. They have a very small distribution. So for them to make it all the way to LA, it's like, what the hell? Once again, right past the valley.
Bearded Brewer? Or no, we did Bearded Brewers.
Yeah, looking out for
I guess
it.
That's me.
To the Mikey.
Stone is back with their unapologetic IPA.
That's what I was talking about.
Is that what you're talking about? Did I miss it?
No, yeah, that's what I was talking about. They're just whatever named IPA right. They want to come up with.
Yeah, that has the Beechwood and Heretic.
Yeah, I think that one. The unapologetic again. Is that what they call it now?
Yes.
Yeah.
We must have that. The Alesmith. Alesmith is their Evil Dead Red is back.
Ooh.
The 22-ounce, the hoppy red, the Bearded Brewer. Bearded Brewer
is that one of the foil top beers?
No, I don't think so. We've had it on here in the show, but it's been a couple years.
Yeah. Well, there's so Alesmith, right? That's what you're talking about?
Yep.
They do My Bloody Valentine, right?
Right.
Yeah, then they have Evil Dead Red. Mm-hmm. And then Ninkasi has Dawn of the
Red.
Right.
Which are all beautiful beers. All three of those. Yeah. Right there. Across the board. Beautiful beers.
Alesmith does a couple beers. They put foil over the cap.
I love gold.
I don't know those beers, dude. This a new beer. What's happening?
Roger is talking in... In Morse code.
Board code.
Board code. Boris code.
We had a nice, we got a nice package from Dust Bowl Brewing.
Who?
And
who?
Have you seen the size of my package?
I look forward to going to Dust Bowl next week.
Oh, yeah.
I've been there. They actually have Dusty Bowls. Those are a thing that are
This one is they were super cool and sent us a few beers, and this one is called the Taco Truck Amber Lager.
There are
two different taco trucks.
Yes. What?
Yes, we two have taco both. Trucks. What?
This one is the Taco Truck Amber Lager. It's a smooth drinking amber lager, blends color and flavor without heaviness or bitterness. Brewed with Munich, Pilsner, and Vienna malts, and it has a rich malty character with a light body and smooth finish.
I am enjoying.
I blame this beer in Vienna and the lager.
It's the kind of beer you can bring to a taco party.
Wait,
if you're going to a taco party, you want to have Taco Truck Lager.
Speaking of Rocket Dog and anniversaries and Taco Truck, they had a Dust Bowl tap takeover, and this was on.
Oh.
This goes well.
The Amber Lager?
No, it wasn't the Amber. It was the regular
Taco Truck Lager.
But it goes well with a nice bratwurst.
Oh, good reco.
Studio dogs roaming about.
El Segundo has a new double IPA called two 5 left.
Too legit to quit. Cool.
Two S left. It's like a runway runway name of a runway.
Yes.
It's got Simcoe, Citra, Cascade, and Chinook. So El Segundo always does well.
Mm-hmm.
There's so that's and something to look out for.
Broken Skull's coming back around too.
Oh, is it? Ooh, look out for that. Been caught drinking. Anybody been caught drinking anything in there?
I was out drinking, but did not take record of anything that I had. So the things I do remember is I did have a Big Sur at home.
Yeah.
Sorry, keep going. Yeah, that's cool.
You could.
I have. You want to listen to it?
A Big Sur. A Barrel House. Brilliant. Company.
Taco party.
At a taco party.
And taco party. Vinland Farms actually asked me, he's all, dude, was that the one bottled on 8/7/16? And I was like, fucking.
He knew the bottle dates.
He's like, I actually bleeping picked it out of the recycling bin to find out it was from 6/29. Still tasting pretty good. Still tasting pretty good.
Good to know.
I picked up a 4-pack of Blazing World. Still love that beer. I was at the Popolo's yesterday, or Tuesday, because this was recorded on Friday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I had a kickback.
Happy Friday.
Had a kickback from Drake's. That's been a solid beer on there.
Yes, it is a solid beer.
Did you get some of that Orderville that they have on tap?
I
did.
Not digging the Orderville there. I think Orderville's a little past its prime.
Ooh.
But.
Ooh.
That's just my opinion.
Oh, your opinion is also correct.
There's a newer establishment in town. I know we didn't quite talk about it, but one of our friends that owns a local bottle shop opened up a new.
I saw that it's actually opened?
Yes.
Holy crap.
But there's a little place called Craft Beer and Wine Bistro. So no big deal. Don't want to go too crazy over it. Sunny, we love you. I'm glad it's open. It's welcome to your new nightmare. Pouring beer for people. But he had Faction Pale. All
right.
I was happy. I had a Faction Pale, which if you've been to, I believe that's Alameda. That's a beautiful beer.
Yeah, what's going on over up there? In the Bay Area.
Kind of dry.
And then... I had from a local Fresno brewery. I had their Excalibur Blonde, which you guys were willing to give House me a show.
Of House of the Pendragons.
So,
oh, that's it. Are you getting more of it?
Oh, you won't.
Sorry for talking.
Sorry, you're getting more beer.
How do I do this?
Morebeer.com for all your beer needs. No, sorry.
So I'll be honest. Anyone who wants to start brewing beer, start there.
More
not,
beer.
Not professionally, just on their own.
Okay.
And then get a physics machine, and then you're fine.
So that's what I've been up to.
All right.
Dark the bottom of this is. I'm going to pass this around because this isn't.
That was Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
Just look at it. It's not as
Roger's clear going crazy. And easy.
Like that's
over
the
that
bottom
Libertine.
Of that Jove.
That's Thule fog.
That Libertine
Jove. See through it.
No, it's delicious. It's the best beer on the market at this moment in time.
Well,
hey, Modern Times. You're amazing, but Jove takes the cake.
Challenge. I was a little quiet this week, although I did have that mosaic from the hop concept, the mosaic in Eureka.
What?
Yeah. I think I got the last bottle from Fig Tree Liquor. Sorry.
Such a good
I blew
bottle.
Them out.
Such a good beer.
What's weird is, all right, I had it. Bought it.
Had it.
Had it on Dorktown. Bells and I had it. We enjoyed it. Really enjoyed it.
Mm-hmm.
I got it again yesterday, and it was just not the same. I don't know if it's already starting to fall off or I was just in a different
Was it first
different
beer?
Mood. It was a first beer.
Okay.
So I don't know. But yeah, it was good. It's good. It's good beer.
It's good.
Just be careful. Might
did,
fall off.
Did you have know. Anything after it?
Let's see. I might have had a Barrel House IPA.
And that tasted all
with
right?
It. And that was fine.
There's been a time or two where I've had a first beer, let's say like a Blazing World. Mm-hmm. First beer, and it's tasted off. And mm-hmm. I thought for some reason the can was off, but I've gone to a second or third beer, and I noticed those two also tasted different from normal. So yeah. I figured out my palate was wrecked.
No, there's
that day
some,
for
yeah, there's that's an underrated thing is where your palate's at. And it's sort of it's uncategorized or it's hard to pin down, but
mm-hmm.
there's something about where your palate's at.
Yeah.
It affects it. I mean, it's hard to fix it. You know, it just mm-hmm. happens. I guess if you're educated enough, you can know, like, oh, I'm off right now. Something's off. Yeah,
there, some days my palate just cannot handle IPAs. Everything mm-hmm. tastes off. I just have to know to go to the Pilsners, go to the Blondes, Browns, whatever.
Stout,
anything away from that.
And Nick, I can, stout.
Those can still be palatable without tasting off
Nick
to me.
Stout.
Here's one question I want to have for Matt. You work in a brewery.
Yes.
With a pretty good tap list.
Okay.
Correct. I mean, significantly larger than ours.
We've been known to brew beer. That's correct.
How do you, I mean, here's, when I put a new beer on tap,
mm-hmm.
I end up drinking a fair amount of it. However, when I don't have anything new on tap, I end up being at the point where I don't want to drink tonight. How do you go about with, it's been a stagnant tap list. Mm-hmm. And do you still enjoy drinking all the same beer? Or are you just sitting there going like, man, I wish we had something new. Cause I'll be honest with you, it's nothing with Tioga,
mm-hmm.
but it's anyone who works in any tap room. Are you just waiting for the next one to come out?
Yes and no. I don't often drink at work in general.
No, just, strong work. That's good. That's a good employee right there is what there that is.
I do try to sample things as often as possible so I know what product we're putting out to the customer. That's pretty industry standard.
That's important.
But I find that even though that the label stays the same color, things like that, beers always change and evolve. Whether they try adding a couple extra pounds of this hop, just whatever. Every single time a fresh Sherman batch comes out, which could be five times a week, it could reawaken something in you a week later that you didn't find a week before. You know, that's just the beauty of beer.
So you enjoy tasting all the new batches, though.
But that's, yeah.
Yeah.
We have so many, I mean, we have...
Yeah, you turn beer way faster than I do by any chance.
We could package in a 5-day work week, we could package anywhere from 4 to maybe even 8 beers, 8 different brands Absolutely. Of beer. So everything is fresh, and catching freshies is definitely a thing that happens around the brewery.
Catching freshies, bruh.
Is that a song? Catching freshies?
Crushing
freshies. Because it should like be, it. If not.
Crushing freshies.
Hey, Paul.
but
catch impressions.
I'm not the guy. I'm not a guy that goes for whales. I'm not a guy that's always trying to see what's next. I'm not trying to be like, I'm done drinking beer until this triple dry hop with Citra comes out. That's not necessarily my mantra. It's,
oh. Sometimes I notice that when I've dropped a new beer, I drink it for
I'll
a while.
I'll just stand there with my arms.
And then for the next week or so, stay pretty sober at the brewery as I'm, because anyone's ever been there knows that I brew, I do this, I do that. You can ask me the question, are you, and you can leave that next sentence blank, and the answer is always yes. So I am the janitor, the taste tester, the bottler. I'm everything.
Yeah.
And I'm also your bartender when you come into my
crowler.
Place.
Yeah. Crowler.
I am on the crowler.
Crowler.
Yeah, that's the sentence, right?
I used to call Tommy that. It was like the one man brewing, the one man band brewing man or something like that.
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
I understand what that means.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, but it's there's too much to do and there's too much to catch up on. I can't do both at the same time. I do appreciate all the great new brews that they bring out.
Brews.
But I'm not necessarily always focused on them. I do like every week you could probably guarantee that I either take home a Firefall 6-pack, an XPA 6-pack, or a Golden Ale 6-pack. One of those is in my fridge at all time. If I add anything on top of those, that's even better. But it's reality when you work for a brewery, it's probably a little bit cheaper to buy Tioga beer and for me to take it home than it is to go out and buy XYZ.
Yeah.
So
sometimes I feel like, oh, where's the next one at?
Another
I need where's to try something beer? Different. Like,
well, yeah.
Not in a bad way. I mean, people. Thank you for coming in, people.
But it's true. I, you know, there was a time 2 years ago when I would get a 4-pack of Blazing World and I would take one can and I'd set it in front of my brewers and go, why do I like this? And so that's why for me, it's important to drink other beers, not necessarily to say ours is bad or theirs is bad or anything like that. Just to go up to them and just say, why do I like this? You will probably like this. And that's the craft beer journey.
Uh-huh.
Well, thank you for being on our journey of this episode. It's time for cheers.
Oh, wait.
Can I do one thing? One pin cot.
Yeah.
Okay. Wait, two pin cots.
Nick, two pin cots.
Uinta's Ready, Set, Goes.
Yeah. That's a nice one. They got a Eureka right now.
They do, actually. That's where I had it.
Ah.
Yeah, we went for a burger and a
pint. Wait, there's a Goes at Eureka right now?
Uinta's, yeah.
Okay, well, I'm going to go there tomorrow.
It's
Goes Saturday tomorrow. Morning. I will Saturday be morning, there to brunch. Get that Goes.
Yeah.
Check out Roger Goes. Eureka.
It's mild. It's very even keeled.
Steady well, as she goes.
But yeah, it's very
as
steady.
As she goes.
But I recommend it still.
Why has nobody done that beer?
Yeah,
I believe that beer probably exists.
It probably has. No, check it on Untappd.
I think you guys talked about it a couple weeks ago or last week that the Goes category has all of the
the clever
double entendre / puns taken because they're amazing.
They are amazing.
Steady as she goes. Ghost Pepper from Big Ugly Brewing. Steady as she goes from Boundary Bay Brewing. Steady as she goes from Sierra Nevada.
Oh, so even Brewing. Sierra Nevada has a Steady as she goes.
You've heard of them before?
Who?
Sierra Nevada?
Who? Wait, does Long Amuse have one?
Steady as she goes from Ballast Point. Ballast Point and Sierra Nevada both have a Steady as she goes.
Wow.
How is that flying?
Ready and fight.
And fight.
That's why I asked about Long Amuse, so they can lawsuit everyone else. Up. Oh, wow. Is that bad? Did I bring that up?
Wow. Wow. Oh. That was so 2013.
No, I think it's like 15.
There's,
I don't know.
There's
years blend wow. together.
Heritage is as steady right? as she goes. Worthy as
beers
steady
and years.
She goes.
Oh, beers and years.
Beers and years.
It kind of rhymes.
Ace.
It's a rhyme. Rhymnosaurus.
Wow.
That's my name is the Rhymnosaurus.
Ba-da-bum. So, yeah, what was there another one, Nick? I'm sorry.
All the rest were not worth.
Oh. Oh, poor beers. Got
poor
forgotten.
Poor beers, yeah.
This week.
And then, well, I mean, forgotten. Orderville at Popolo's already talked yep. about it.
Had it.
Had it.
Had it. Oh, Roger, what was there before Cheers? What did you want
to
get out there?
Yeah, I wanted to throw out that since I am small enough and I can do whatever the hell I want because
you have a day, you have a day job.
Well, it's just that I get to do whatever the fuck I want because I get to do whatever the fuck I want. As in the next 2 weeks, whoever comes in with the best punny name, funny name, whatever they want to just call out, whoever wants to call in to your guys' voicemails.
559-492-0542.
Someone leave a voicemail with a funky ass name. Here's my deal. I love alliteration. I also love puns, and I love just descriptive names. You call in a good one, I'll make that beer for you.
Wow. Ooh, there you go. To Perfect Pour Listener, you can have a your beer name made at a professional industry brewer.
Super Nano Indie.
Hashtag Indie Beer.
North of Shaw Brewer.
Non-downtown brewer. Outskirts brewer. Pinedale brewer from Pine and Pine.
I'm definitely in Pinedale, that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, cheers to you, Roger, for coming on and being out there and for the beer you've donated to the show.
Yeah, thank
you. And for having a day job and holding down a brewery with a day job. That's pretty impressive. Where now I think I can go to your brewery on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays?
No, just Wednesdays and Fridays currently. Okay. During the fall, we will start being open on random weekends. I do a lot of stuff on the weekends, so it'll rotate between Saturdays or Sundays or whatever I feel like because unlike certain people on this podcast, I believe in sports.
I believe in sports, right?
Boo, what sports, are sports?
Yeah.
Oh, that's the thing where go team, win the game.
What?
Yeah,
exactly.
It means you got to get up and watch something on TV.
Yeah.
Touchdowns. Yeah. Woo!
Is that the thing where you say, like, we won? And you're like, oh, so you play for.
Yeah, exactly. That's how I do it.
Damn, we got to get better this year. Yeah. We're going to be better this year.
So you go and play the sport.
No, this is my team.
I just
bro.
Watch it. Oh.
All I know is I've been all my teams. I've been following way longer than the players actually playing on the team, or even.
Well, one of my teams is only there because of one of the players. I will not admit to it on this podcast because I'm actually ashamed of it.
Oh, do it! Come on, man.
Nope, it never happened. But you come into my brew. You come to my brewery on a Sunday, and if that team's on, you'll understand very quickly. So we are at that point where we know what sport we're talking about at this point. But this dog just won't stop licking me.
He will not stop anything.
Dog likes you.
I'm delicious. What can I say?
You taste like beer. I like beer.
Smart
beer
dog.
Is good.
So come in Wednesdays and Fridays.
And if you check my Facebook page for the rest of the fall, you will get, or Instagram, you will get, what is it called? Dumb Discount Wednesday. But you got to pay attention to the Instagram/Facebook. You'll get a dumb discount.
And what are you on Instagram/Facebook?
I believe it's Pine and Palm Brew or Pine and Palm Brewing. Instagram is just Brew. Facebook is Ing. Brewing. Yeah. Right now, everyone's checking to see if they can find it.
We're all checking. I'm almost
no
there.
No one can get there.
Pine and Palm Brew.
Yeah, there's Instagram.
Instagram.
Yeah, I have three different Instagrams logged in on my phone, and I always see when you're active on the Instagrams. Yeah.
You have a official Fresno State cornhole. Made
that myself, actually.
Oh, yeah. You're a custom cornhole maker?
Custom cornholer. You want to come cornhole, we can cornhole.
You can make you a good one.
Yeah, is it regulated cornhole, or is it kind of like a free?
Oh, cornhole? No. We can play some regulation cornhole, or we can just free ball the cornhole, too. I mean, whatever you want to do.
Free ball the cornhole.
So I just real quick on the future of Pine and Palm. Do you have a vision? Do you want to talk about are there any future news or just your dreams?
Right now, our future is trying to continue what we're doing, which is playing around with beer. Mm-hmm. We enjoy doing that. We enjoy making new beers that people like, and that's about it. We have no plans to move. We have no plans to...
There was rumors about downtown.
There were some very sexy rumors about downtown. But I don't know who started them, but they turned out to not be true.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Those rumor people.
Yeah, those rumor people, right?
I hate those
people. Mills will be milling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we believe that the future of Pine and Palm lays directly north of Herndon.
Norho.
Yeah, we are definitely Norho's.
Norho district.
We are Norho's, and we are proud to admit it. You know, the downtown Fresno beer scene is about to explode, and we congratulate everyone who's going to be involved in it. But unfortunately, we have no plans to join you, but we will come down and drink your beer.
What? So what's I always hear everyone else, other beer podcast brewers, the stats. We need your stats. How many barrels, bro? How many barrels you pumping out?
I'll be honest. I have a 3-barrel system, and we only have a let me think fermentation capacity of. This head math. It takes me a little bit longer than it should because I've been drinking tonight. Yeah,
beer math.
15 barrels in fermentation capacity. So as fast as we can turn those fermenters, we turn them.
Are you able to get kegs to anywhere else other than Pine and Palm?
Yeah, we actually have kegs currently going into Popolo's Pizza, which is these guys' favorite. Mm-hmm. And I'll tell
I've heard
you what,
about that place.
Let me tell you something about Popolo's Pizza. They have
and it's Popolo's, right?
It's not Popolo's. It's Popolo's.
Yeah.
Tyler will make sure you know it's Popolo's.
Aaliyah corrected me the other day, but I say, and she's all, but it doesn't matter what you say.
Actually, Tyler doesn't give a crap. Melissa will correct you because that's what Melissa does.
Yeah.
Melissa is.
That's what her boyfriend says, too.
Yeah, she does. I don't know what that means.
I don't know.
Melissa is the girl behind the bar with the gray shirt. Her sister is Megan.
Gray shirt Melissa.
She is behind the bar as well, and she wears a blonde black
gray shirt. Melissa, give me a beer.
And they look identical. So if you ever want to see the girl behind the bar and you just want to yell Megan at her, do it, because it's funny.
Because stuff will happen.
All right, anyway, so there, I'm on tap there. I'll be on tap at pretty much, what's the place down in Tower that we all like? The Cole?
Oh, you mean Goldstein's?
Yes, Goldstein's. Yeah, they don't listen. It's all right. I'll be on tap there in Fresno all the time.
Sometimes Cole listens.
All we got is Cole.
Cole can talk to me. We have a good relationship, unlike Tony Bags and Tyler.
Wow.
They have a great relationship.
I'm sure they do. And then you can also find me at Colton's Social House out in... the Sierra Vista Mall.
That's Clovis. Nobody talks about Clovis.
Hold on. I have another Clovis location.
Brown signs.
I have another Clovis location. The House of Juju, which is in real downtown
Bells
Clovis.
Loves that place.
And they are awesome. You want a good hamburger? Go there. You want some amazing homemade style chili? Good. If you want standard French fries, don't go there. But if you want someone to experiment with French fries and great fried potatoes, check them out. Justin at House of Juju is a really good guy, and I like him.
Bells loves House of Juju.
The Juju.
Cheers to Kyle. Give us some great feedback in our email. Cheers to the Scotty. The Scotty made an amazing
holy shit
graphic designer. The Scotty, the back east Scotty.
Yeah.
He designed a top pour
east
logo
Coast
for
Scotty.
I was talking about t-shirt logos for our inside jokes.
Yeah.
He made one top pour, but it's Top Gun logo style. And it's pretty awesome. I hope we able to create a t-shirt out of it. Cheers to Todd a lot. To Brian Beagle from SC Beer Talk. Cheers to SC Beer Talk and 3Bzing.
Oh, yeah.
These guys are awesome. I'm still freaking super mad that I wasn't able to hook up with anybody.
Damn it.
Last time in San Diego.
But you got to go to Festival of Dankus.
Oh, yeah.
How really upset are you?
No, not that upset. Yeah, I was pretty happy. Yeah. None of those guys were there. I was there. They were there. They're like,
I think you won.
They're all, I had that. And, cheers to Eddie Martin. And of course, Tony Bags. Tony Bags is, I think he's commissioning the indie beer fantasy football league. So, and to our golden gods, of course, the patrons of the Perfect Pour who donate money to us on a monthly basis. If you go to patreon.com/perfectpour, you can donate money to us or look in the show notes or perfectpourpod.com. One of those things, all those things, Perfect Pour Pod on all the social medias. Thank you for following and talking about the show. It is highly appreciated. Bearded Brewer, you have cheers.
Cheers to Gabe. Cheers to Jeff. Cheers to Steve. And cheers to Dust Bowl, places that all sent us out beer.
Yeah.
We did get them in time for the show, but there was not enough refrigeration.
Not enough cooling.
But we will be sure to get you guys on the next show with some of these bottles that you sent us. So we super appreciate it.
Yes. We love getting beer sent to us. And, cheers. Cheers. You got some cheers?
I will cheers everyone who comes out to my brewery on Wednesdays and Friday nights and fights the sunset that brutalizes all of us. If you've been there, you know what I mean. But also, if you haven't been there, come check it out. It's not that bad.
Yeah, come on, man. Hang out. There's beer. There's good beer.
It's beer, and sometimes we have food. So...
yeah, sometimes there's a truck.
If you see the address, it's on the lefter side of the building towards the back.
Now, would you say at any point, could there be a taco party?
I think we need to have a taco party.
All right.
I mean, we have a taco truck every Friday, but I think this Friday we should have a taco. I mean, today we should have a taco party.
All right. Come down to Pine and Palm.
Taco party.
Be the ones that make
just
the taco party.
Just mention some sort of Perfect Pour inside joke.
And get $1 off.
Oh, look at there. You said it. Hold on to it.
I guess it'll be Dumb Discount Friday.
Dumb Discount every day.
Yeah.
The Nick 80, cheers.
Cheers.
Yay.
Great job.
Yeah. Woo. I did it.
I didn't do it.
I did you that did thing. It. Thanks. All right. I was waiting for maybe you'd actually do something, but no.
Nope.
All right. Thanks, everyone. Have a great week. Drinking craft beer. Be very safe out there. And yay, summer.
Wait, I have one more cheers.
One more cheers.
I want to cheers.
Sunbirds, hold off the music. Stop playing music, Sunbirds.
I want to cheers the Nick 80, the bearded brooder, and...
Birder.
No, I think I said brooder.
Bearded Brewer 87.
Yeah, Bearded Brewer 87. I want to cheers the Dorktown. Is it the Dorktown or just Dorktown?
I think it is the Dorktown
because hey, it's fun.
Much sure. Cheers to you for making. He has a producer Becky Brown in there. He made in there.
No, it's not special. Well, I just labeled it.
He labeled it. It looks cool.
The producer Becky Brown. I just want to cheers the Perfect Pour podcast for letting me come here and spoil their party tonight.
Yeah.
And play in the cave of toys, because in about 20 seconds I'm about to go ape on all these toys up in here.
Yeah.
Mike, watch your stash.
Watch your stash, everyone.